y'all. 97.5, the Fanatic, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. 6:03 now on a Tuesday night. Hope you guys had a good day today. It was hot out, but the rain started coming. Of course, that's what happens when it gets humid. The rain starts to come, and then it starts to heat up again afterwards. But hope you all had a great day on your way home from work and maybe back down the shore or coming back home from the shore, whatever it might be. Good to be here with you for the next 3 hours until 9 o'clock. Joe Torti from 9 to midnight. Sam Flesher producing the show. And oh, how things can change in 24 hours. Just this time yesterday, we were reacting to news that the Philadelphia Phillies were the leading candidate to acquire Manny Machado. And it seems now, based on the things that we read and saw this morning, the Dodgers are now the ones who are expected to land Manny Machado in a trade by tomorrow. It's obviously the one thing that's being discussed the most in the baseball world. The All-Star game is underway tonight. Home Run Derby last night. Fun the time for Rhys Hoskins. I don't even watch the Home Run Derby like we used to, but that was fun seeing Schwarber and Harper go at it in the final, him being down by so much in the final, coming back. It's all weird, though. You get the timeouts, you get to take a break, drink the Gatorade, towel off, and get back at it. But it was fun overall. But here we are now, where it appears again that a Philadelphia team might miss out. Now, with this being said, we kind of touched on this last night. All right, looks like you're going to get them, but if they don't, what do you do? And now it seems like they may miss out on this opportunity. What should they do? What is holding them back from acquiring Manny Machado? As this thing goes on, day after day after day, you give yourself, the Phillies, the opportunity of missing out. So do you up the ante and give up whatever needs to be given up in order to acquire Manny Machado? Like we talked about yesterday. Yes, you do it. Because this is someone that you really, really need. You get him in here early and you allow him the opportunity to figure out what you have specifically here in Philadelphia and in that clubhouse. So getting this news is, again, another gut punch with it. Now, there are some select few who feel like you don't give up so much to get Manny Machado. You wait till the offseason. You offer him the money. See if you can get it done that way. Whereas if you do that, you let him go to Los Angeles. He enjoys Los Angeles. It's Los Angeles. And all of a sudden, here we are again, sitting there waiting with our hands out or sitting with our hand on our chin saying, what happened? What do we do next? Or you go out there and you offer Harper all this money, of course. Or you wait until a couple of years from now where people want to start getting to the Mike Trout thing, but you can't really count on that because you don't know what the Angels are going to do by trying to make sure they keep Mike Trout in Los Angeles because they can't afford to lose a superstar like that, which is why Baltimore is in such a tough spot by trying not to lose Manny Machado for nothing. And the Phillies, again, are in that position where they are trying to get that kind of guy. Now what? Now what do you do? Do you up the ante, whatever it is, to counter the proposal from the Dodgers? Or do you look elsewhere now and try to put yourself in a position to improve the team? Maybe not as much as you would have with Machado being added to the team, but doing something else. Now what is what I'm going to ask you guys tonight as we are here again from 6 to 9 here on the Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Now what? Now what do you do if this is the case? Now it's not over. It's not over. That's why I'm asking. Do you up the ante or do you now start to look in other places to try to pull this thing off where you don't just sit here stand pat? You do something else to put yourself in a nice position to go out there and at least acquire someone that you feel can help you out right now. Now, we've heard about the J.A. Happ thing from Jim Salisbury of NBC Sports Philadelphia with the pitching prospects. You've heard about Josh Donaldson maybe being someone that they could target, and hopefully he can be the guy that you saw a few years ago, the former MVP, where he was knocking the baseball all out of the park, all over the place. Not the same type of player that he was, but maybe moving to a new opportunity, a new place, he gets that groove back, maybe. Do you still focus on Zach Britton to help out in the bullpen? And maybe that just kind of puts things in a certain place where you need help there, but you can count on what you already have with your position players. And, of course, at the plate, what do you do? They have to do something. And that's what we're asking here tonight. What? Now what? 610-632-0975. Now that it appears that the Philadelphia Phillies might miss out on Manny Machado. Or do you up the ante? Again, instead of just going elsewhere, do you up the ante and get this thing done? What are you waiting for? Are you that confident that you can go into the offseason and go up against the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Red Sox, or someone else, and feel like, well, we can outbid all of them and we can bring them here, but that's, we know the money is going to be large and the city is what the city is. We feel confident about Philadelphia, but maybe some do not. It is what it is. So do you up the ante or do you stand pat or look elsewhere? Because as I look at this team right now, and they are where they are with the 53 wins, first in the NL East, and they look to be in a good position, you would be in a better position if you decide to go again and go acquire Machado. But a little tweaking here and there could also help you out. As we talk about the 76ers and what happened there, you go and you tweak by adding Bellinelli and Ilyasova during the buyout period, improves your team big time because you add shooting from both positions, you add veteran leadership, you add two people who have been in the playoffs, who one has been in the NBA Finals, and you come in and they add a much-needed punch to your offense overall, which they know they needed, the scoring and the outside shooting. Here, you just need offensive help. You need bullpen help. You go out there and you get it done. You go all in and you get it done to do what you need to do to acquire Machado. But if they don't, all right, the conversation is going to be had after the fact. Why didn't they go do it? Or why didn't they go get player X from, let's just say, Mike Moustakas from the Kansas City Royals? You didn't go get him. Why didn't you go get him? Well, some might argue, okay, Michael Franco has been playing well enough. There's no need for us to go get Moustakas. Well, okay, fine. Well, why didn't you go do this to help the bullpen by getting Zach Britton, even though you struck out on Machado? Or why didn't you go get Jay Happ from Toronto to help out your starting rotation as you lead into the second half of the season, hopefully going into the playoffs, where things are lining up perfectly for you to do that? So there are a lot of questions right now. Tough spot for the Phillies to be in. Again, with the All-Star game tonight, a lot of that focus is going to shift there for so many people. Sit back, watch it, see your guys in the game, Aaron Nola, see what he does out of the bullpen to help out. But this is a totally different day, and it's interesting, of course, with sports, how things can change so fast. 24 hours ago, we were speaking optimistically about Machado being a Philadelphia Philly. Here we are now talking about he might be an L.A. Dodger. What do you do now? 610-632-0975. And if they do stand pat, if they stand pat and do nothing of significance, how do you feel about this team now going into the second half and what they could potentially do going into that second half, making the postseason, missing out on the postseason? Did they miss a big opportunity to put themselves in a nice spot? 610-632-0975. And of course, now you're starting to hear in the NBA with Kawhi Leonard, that story just won't go away, partially because they're about to get back for the mini camp of the USA Basketball. And with Kawhi Leonard being part of the top players in the league on the list to be a part of USA Basketball. Greg Popovich, the head coach for USA Basketball, now that Mike Krzyzewski is stepping down. Now you're looking at a situation where we're starting to hear reports that the Sixers are now backing out of this thing and not putting themselves deep into the Kawhi Leonard trade talks anymore. Who knows what that means? That could just be a, all right, we've done all we could, but right now let's just act like we're not in it and other teams go offer whatever they offer. We come back and counter. The Spurs are saying that the Sixers are out and all kinds of weird stuff. Daryl Morey, his name is now linked to the Sixers and they've been rebuffed for him. And we got weird situations where Nemanja Bjelica is going back to Europe and reneging on a deal with the Sixers. This whole thing is just weird right now. We're here to talk about it. 610-632-0975. We'll get into that Bjelica stuff a little bit later and what the team now needs to do. Now that they have an open spot, a lot of people might jump back in and say, Jonah Bolden. Well, if you saw him in the summer league, that's not too encouraging. But Phillies right now, 610-632-0975. What do you do? What do you do? Do you up the ante for Machado? Do you look elsewhere? Or do you just stand still, stand pat, and stay confident with what you have currently for your Philadelphia Phillies? Devon Givens again with you until 9 o'clock here on The Fanatic. Joe Torti takes over from 9 to midnight. Sam Fletcher producing the show. 610-632-0975. Let's start things off in Chestnut Hill with George on 97.5 The Fanatic. George, how you doing?
Yeah, listen, you don't go for Machado because he's already stated he wants to catch free agency. So whatever you give up for him is gone. It's a waste. Don't you think?
Well, not really. If you feel like while he might test free agency, if you get a head start on everybody else by bringing him into your program and getting him acclimated to what you have here, you make the postseason, and then you see what happens there. I mean, George, you say that. You say that, and we're still talking about the Dodgers, the Brewers, the Phillies, and others doing the exact same thing.
But I don't know what they care what everybody else is doing. Why give up your prospects when he's already said he's going to test free agency? You got to bid the same way everybody else bids when free agency starts. So you don't get any up on having him here or not here.
You do too. Thanks for the call, George. You do too. You do too get an up on everybody else, and you get a head start on what you could potentially show to him what you are. And while it might be more enticing in other places like Los Angeles or New York, he might feel good about those spots. Again, because while we don't necessarily know how others think about Philadelphia, we've seen how people think about New York and Los Angeles. So we feel good about our city. We do. And we should. It's a great place. But the other things speak for itself for New York and Los Angeles. And I hate to say it, but it's a fact. And so many other free agents of the past or trade destinations for other players have gone to Los Angeles and felt good about that situation. And they've stayed there, which gives them that reputation. And we've seen it here in Philadelphia, just not as much. So, of course, you do go and you get that up. You go get that done. Bring him in here and allow him to see what you are all about. Have him underneath of Kapler, seeing what type of manager he is. Seeing what type of young players you have on this roster to make him feel good about the opportunity of advancing this ball club into that next level of whatever it is in the National League and in baseball overall. So of course you do. While you may not feel that you care with the Dodgers and the Yankees, you of course you care because they're going to take him away from them. And if he goes out to L.A. and he has success there with them, 55 wins for them already, has success with them, then he goes out there and he stays out there and you don't get him. Okay? Feel good about that? I don't. 610-632 0975, Dodgers at 53, pardon me, with the Diamondbacks, who are also said to be in the mix for Manny Machado. DePaul in Delaware joins us next on The Fanatic. What's up, Paul?
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
Good, man.
Hey, so I think you should go after him. Honestly, you have to go after Machado. can't, like you just said, you can't let the Dodgers just take them and then the Yankees and Dodgers both be in play, especially in the free agency.
Yep, absolutely.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts. I mean, I know they're talking about Medina being a prospect to give up. I mean, I know they don't want to give up Sixto, but you may have to. I know it's something that neither anybody wants to handle up.
Of course, you don't ever want to give up your top, but and then you look at the Dodgers situation where they're potentially giving up one of their top prospects, the outfielder that was reported that might be going back to Baltimore in the deal. You got to give up something in order to get something. And we've talked about it over all this time when we've gotten into the whole Sixers thing and Kawhi Leonard and what you do there, all kinds of stuff. And here we are right now with the same thing. It all comes back to him being confident in what you have to do overall, but you're going to have to give up something to get something.
Exactly. I agree. And Sixto may have to be that thing. I mean, we've bit the bullet the last couple of times with losing Hunter Pence on that situation and stuff like that.
No, you're absolutely right, man. Listen, thanks for the call. You have to do it. You have to do it. And I don't understand why this is, again, it's not done. We're not speaking as if it's done. Speaking as if, just as confidently as we were talking last night, we're speaking based off of the reports that we're seeing that here we are right now, where it looks like Los Angeles has an advantage on this entire thing. And it's unfortunate because we thought that we were going to be in a different situation than we were a couple of weeks ago when we started talking about the Kawhi Leonard thing and why you're not doing this and why you're not doing that. Right now, it just seems so clear, whereas the NBA thing, I looked at it different because of the prospects, the amount of prospects that you have here in baseball versus what you have in the NBA. I'm not giving up on all that. And to George's point, the first call, he's already said he wants to test free agency. All right, that's cool. I look at that totally different than I do when I look at the NBA. Testing free agency, especially with Kawhi Leonard, because he's a different kind of cat and you don't know. And then me hearing reports that, oh, well, you know, just some of this stuff has already been reported. And then I speak to people that say he's destined for LA, and that's it. Where Machado, it's not that he's solely focused on New York or Los Angeles. It's, I want to hit free agency and see what that's about. This is my first time. So, you get him in the building. You get him to feel good. And he resigns here. You make the postseason. He has a big impact on that, a big effect on what you did in the postseason. And you have that leg up. And with Kawhi Leonard, it was, yeah, I think I can, and we might get to the NBA Finals because it makes us that much better. But he really, really has his eyes set on LA, and that's where he's going to go. And I just didn't feel confident that they would be able to convince him. Still not done there either, but I feel more confident in acquiring Machado, knowing that this city, that team, doing what they're doing, he would be more convinced to stay than Kawhi Leonard would. And that's why I would do it here in this situation and not do it in the other situation with the Sixers and Kawhi Leonard, because I just think he's going back to L.A. 610-632-0975. L.A. appears to be now in the front, the forefront of the discussions leading to acquire Manny Machado. It's not over, but what do you do? Do you up the ante and by all means bring Machado here to Philadelphia? Or do you take a step back, look in another direction, and go get other pieces to tweak things going into the second half of the season? Or do you do nothing, stay still, and just go and be the fighting Phils that got you 53 wins in the first part of the season and they might be able to do enough to get you to the postseason and take that chance, get into the offseason and do what you need to do to bring in a star quality player to add to this young baseball team. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 9 right here on the Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5. The Fanatic. Fanatic Fan Fest. Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live with special guest Ben Simmons. Win your tickets only on 97.5. The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Jason Mertedis for Window Nation. It's almost over. This is the final week of Window Nation's buy one, get one free sale. Your last chance to buy one window, get the next one absolutely free with no limit. Buy four, get four free. Buy eight, how about get eight free? That's like buying windows for the front of your house and getting the back windows for free. Plus, get 0% financing for 18 months. And if you call today, they'll double that to 0% financing for 36 months. That's half your windows free and 3 years at 0%. How else can they sweeten this summer for you? More than free windows and 0% financing? How about two free tickets to Hershey Park? That's right. No matter if you buy from Window Nation or a competitor, the tickets are free. But Window Nation's biggest sale of the season ends this Sunday. Call now for buy one window, get one free with no limit, 0% for 36 months, and two tickets to Hershey Park. Call 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Tell them Jason sent you. Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and your wallet.
Well, now that I'm on TV every day, I have to look my best. It's Mike Missanelli here. And I thank Harry's for my clean, close shave. Harry's razors are light, and they have such a smooth and comfortable glide. I love these razors. And Harry is confident that you will, too. So much so that if you don't love your shave, you let them know, they'll give you a full refund. That's right. 100% quality guarantee. Harry's also understands that everyone has their own preference. So if you prefer picking up yours in a store, Harry's is now available in Walmart and Target stores. If you're an online shopper, for a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers will get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with the code FANATIC at harrys.com. That means you can get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use the code FANATIC at harrys.com. So join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com today. Use the code FANATIC at checkout to claim your offer.
My name is Tarek. I was a professional truck driver when I suffered a devastating knee injury at work. Even though I had major knee surgery, my employers and this insurance company wanted me to return to work. I didn't feel capable of returning to work, and I didn't know what to do. Then I called the attorneys at Swartz Cullerton. They helped me to get to the right doctors. It turned out that my injury was much worse than the insurance company and its doctors claimed. At times, the pain was unbearable. I kept thinking, I just want to take care of my family. The attorneys at Swartz Cullerton understood how to deal with the insurance companies. They helped me to get the best doctors and fought hard to get me a large cash settlement. Swartz Cullerton treated me with respect. Swartz Cullerton got me justice.
If you've been injured at work, get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-587-8423. 1-800-JUSTICE. Don't let the insurance companies take advantage of you. Call 1-800-JUSTICE.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to talk to you about something serious right now, the exploding epidemic of alcohol abuse crippling our community. For those struggling with alcoholism, summer is no longer a time for the beach and barbecues, rather, often a time when the vicious cycle of alcoholism is most apparent. Did you know that an estimated 88,000 people die from alcohol-related causes annually? Alcoholism is a serious, fatal disease. It's time we start addressing it with a serious solution. Recovery Centers of America is here to help you or your loved one break the horrific cycle of alcoholism. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit devonrecoverycenters.com. Recovery Centers of America at Devon admits patients 24/7 and accepts all major insurances. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit devonrecoverycenters.com. They will make arrangements for immediate admission. RCA provides free interventions and admits 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Their team of care advocates is standing by right now and they're ready to help you or your loved one get help today. So don't wait. Call 1-800-RECOVERY. Call now.
Bud Light Lime and Bud Light Orange are brewed with real lime and orange peels. If this were a TV commercial, we'd show you the peels looking all refreshing. They would bounce around the screen, spritzing and splashing in slow motion. They would look so good, and you're so thirsty. You'd probably drop whatever you're doing to go buy a six-pack. But this is a radio commercial, so we can't show you any pictures.
New for summer, Bud Light Lime and Bud Light Orange. Brewed with real citrus peels. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Lime Flavored Beer and Bud Light Orange Flavored Lager Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
We've all got places to go. From work to play. Morning to night, it's go, go, go. And then go some more. We go for music, movies, workouts, and checkouts. It's quite the busy little schedule we've got going. And we need something to keep up with it all. To keep up with life on the go. That's where Valero top-tier certified quality fuel comes in. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer, so you can get right back to going. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Your comments, your opinions in a city that lives and breathes sports. Your voice matters because you care. Get on the line now at 610-632-0975. Presented by Concordville Nissan. Because Concordville cares. Online at ConcordvilleCares.com. Sports talk for Mount Laurel and all of Burlington County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Six 29, 97.5 Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until 9. Joe Torti Show from 9 to midnight talking about the switch up. It appears to be right now with the Manny Machado stuff going on. Again, the All-Star break, and you're going to hear a lot of stuff, a lot of talk about Manny Machado. And yesterday it was one thing where it was more Philadelphia as the destination, and we wake up this morning and it's more Los Angeles, the Dodgers, for the services of Manny Machado. What do you do now? Do you up the ante? Do you look elsewhere, or do you just simply stand pat? 610-632-0975. Andrew at UDMAC says on Twitter, absolutely not giving the farm for Machado, a.k.a. both Sixto and Medina. Phil's front office is filled with Baltimore guys who know Machado. Klintak, McPhail, according to what I read, take a chance in free agency with that and the ability to bid higher than others. And again, if that's how confident you feel, then I understand, because that's where you are. And who knows if they have to give up both. We don't know yet that they have to give up both. We'll see what happens when it's all said and done, and we'll get reports saying, well, the Phillies did offer this and the Brewers offered this, but it didn't trump what the Dodgers were offering, and therefore he's in Los Angeles and he'll be visiting Philadelphia next week as a member of the Dodgers and with Chase Utley when they come in town. We hope that's not the case. But for Andrew, it's cool. If it's both, he's saying no, and you take that chance in the offseason. I don't know that I feel that confident, because the Dodgers are a good team. Los Angeles is Los Angeles. And I'm not saying, again, that Philadelphia cannot convince Manny Machado to come to Philadelphia. All I'm saying is, if you have that opportunity, you go out there and you get it done. 610-632-0975. By the way, I was looking at a quick thing that flashed on my Twitter account, and it said that while we were all wrapped up into NBA Summer League stuff, the Lakers are getting ready to play, I don't know what day it is, whatever, it doesn't matter. They're playing in the championship in the Summer League. And Josh Hart, named MVP of the Summer League, right? How about that? It's pretty cool. 610-632-0975. We can just go back to the phones. And speaking of Villanova, we go to Allen in Nova on 97.5. What's going on, Allen?
Hey, perfect timing with the Josh Hart comment.
How about that?
We'll let college ball, we'll have to put the college ball on the back burner.
No doubt.
Even though I know that you and I love that a whole lot. About the Machado and the Kawhi thing, I'm tired. Just tired. I just wish it would be over. Sign somewhere and be done. I really don't want any part of Kawhi. I just don't trust the guy. But I would like Machado here. And I don't think we should up the ante. And the one thing we should not do is just stand pat and do nothing, because I'm very excited and surprised that this team is in first place. But this team is not going to stay in first place unless they do something. It doesn't necessarily have to be Machado, but we need a little bit more than we got. I think the Nationals are going to make a move. I think they're going to get better. And I'm worried about the Braves. I don't care what everybody else says. I'm very happy where we are. But I don't think we can stay there without making some kind of moves.
Right. They have surprised us. It's an unexpected season that they're having. But, again, with them being where they are with the unexpected year, it means that you don't let it slip away and you go out there. Now, it's one thing to say with these young players, Alan, that you give them all this experience and they get the opportunity of playing in a pennant race. But there's also another thing to it where you put them in a position to go out there and actually win that pennant race. And it just might be that extra player that you're talking about from another team to help them get over the top. And I understand where people like Andrew Allen appear to say, hey, I'm not giving up both of my top people. I'll take that chance in free agency. But I just don't want Machado to get to those other spots and fall in love with it and then the Phillies miss out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he goes out to L.A., you know, Magic's going to bring him to his house. He's going to give him the Magic.
Going to have LeBron come check him out.
Absolutely. He's going to promise him a couple of courtside seats to the Lakers. Magic killed us as a rookie in 1980. He's going to kill us again by getting this Manny Machado. I don't know what is with that guy. I hate Magic and I love him at the same time.
Yeah, you would love him if he was your general manager, attracting those talented players to your Philadelphia Phillies. Alan, thanks for the call, man. Good to hear from you. 610-632-0975. You're right. And the Dodgers are going to be in the postseason. They have Machado. Who's going to be in the building checking them out? None other than Magic and LeBron James. And stars love other stars in other sports. And sometimes those things help. The same reason why we wanted Carson Wentz to be at the meeting for LeBron James, because LeBron James, at the time when he came to play against Philadelphia and Carson Wentz and the Eagles were having their great run, and LeBron points out how much he loves Carson Wentz. He's his favorite player in the NFL at that time. Well, favorite player at that time, we wanted Carson Wentz to be in that meeting. It's the same thing if Manny Machado is a big-time basketball guy. It does not hurt to have the number one star in the basketball world speaking and talking and going to see Manny Machado, maybe checking him out in the locker room, going to speak with him. And you never know. You never know. 610-632-0975. We wanted it to happen. Why not? Let's go to Joe in South Philly on 97.5. Hey, Joe.
Hey, man, why don't you stick to the basketball, man? You know nothing about baseball. Really?
Okay. I disagree with you, but go ahead. Give me yours.
Why do you want to give up assets now when the caller earlier was right? He's going to test free agency. You got no up, like the guy said, on him because he's here. That doesn't mean nothing. The guy wants money. The only thing you want to give him is money. You give him more money, he'll stay. You go give him more money, he's leaving. Mm-hmm. How are you going to make a difference? And you give up something and he leaves, you lose it. Wait till free agency. You can't go nowhere anyway this year.
Mm-hmm.
Not beating the Yankees or Boston in the World Series. Just wait a year.
And let him go elsewhere, and you don't get
him. Well, he's not going to go elsewhere. He said he's going to test free agency. You make your best bid for him when time comes. You're not going to make – you're going to be just like everybody else to him. He's looking for the money. If you can get him here for free, yeah, but you're not getting him for free.
No, you're not getting him for free.
So then you got to wait. You got to wait because whatever you give up, you're losing. He's going to go.
Yeah, your point is you make your team better right now. That's the point.
No.
And if you give up assets, of course you can give up. Hold on, Joe, I just let you speak, right? Didn't I just let you speak? So you hold on now. So the whole point of it is you go out there and you get it done. You don't know that you're not going to win the World Series. This is not like some of the other sports where you cannot catch fire and go ahead and get the other things done in order for you to go out there and win the World Series. You don't know that. Look at back when the Phillies were the leaders in everything, right? And we thought they were going to win the World Series, and the San Francisco Giants come into town and they knock them off. The St. Louis Cardinals, when we thought that the Phillies were going to be the ones back in the World Series, they knock them off. So what do you mean you don't know that you cannot? You already know that you cannot go out there and get that stuff done. Come on, man.
You ain't going to get. You showed you know nothing about baseball.
Oh yeah, right. How's that? How's that?
You're going to get to the World Series.
And so we know that that's the only move that they're going to make, huh?
Who?
The Phillies. Have we not heard them attach to other people? Come on, Joe. Do better than that. Come on. Just silly. 610-632-0975. You really believe that, Joe? That they can't do more than one thing and acquire different players? How many times, first of all, if we're talking about the bullpen being an issue for the Phillies and Zach and Britton being attached to the Manny Machado thing, if that in fact could happen, it could happen, and they got the both of them, what do? You improve your bullpen and your position players right away. You improve your batting lineup. You improve the field overall. That's two things that you improve right there. Then where's the other thing? The J-Hap situation, where you go and you now look at that, you add him. Not saying that they're going to add all three, but you look to improve wherever you can improve. And if you put yourself in a position to go out there and do it, you don't know that they cannot make it far. Come on now. 610-632-0975. You showed your ignorance and that you don't know. Joe, 610-632-0975. They certainly can make the proper adjustments to make a move to get it done. Yes, they can spend a lot of money. Sure, you spend that money, of course. So will the other teams. You think the Phillies are the only ones that are going to acquire, trying to acquire Manny Machado in the offseason? Just foolish. Come on now. 610-632-0975. Jim in Philly is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Jim?
How we doing, guys? Long good. Time, first time.
How you been?
I'm good. So I just wanted to throw this idea out there that since we got everybody talking about how Manny Machado is not going to re-sign, what about the other Gold Glove third baseman that's under contract, Nolan Arenado, with those Colorado Rockies that are going nowhere?
Well, I mean, yeah, of course, if that's what they feel like they want to go after. But when you go after the top guy first?
I mean, if you look at the stats, Arenado's outperforming Machado right now.
Sure, but it's one of those deals where you look at players and you say, if I can go out there and acquire the top guy, the same way we talk about LeBron James, there's a pecking order of LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, and Paul George, and we might say that Kawhi Leonard is putting up a better statistical year than LeBron James. It's not going to pull us away from trying to acquire LeBron James. We're going to go after LeBron James first.
Yeah, you're right.
And if you don't,
right.
If you don't acquire that one, then maybe the next best thing you do, you go and you check in on that and see if that's possibly an option for you as well.
Yeah, then Nolan Arenado also came out and said he's not even looking for Bryce Harper or Manny Machado type money. So if I'm hearing a guy who we can get rid of minimal assets for less than the six, though, and then possibly grab him for a discount. I'm not going to say a discount because you're still selling out hundreds of millions of dollars here, but still sounds good to me.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, listen, you're batting 312, 23 home runs, 68 ribbies for the Rockies, and you're right. They're not going anywhere, and I hear you on that. That said, I'm putting my eyes solely, Jim, right now on the big star, if I'm able to pull that off. But if there's possibly something, I mean, listen, they're 51-45 Colorado, so they're technically not out of it either. You're not going to rule them out, Jim. Thanks for the call where you say that the Dodgers get Manny Machado, then maybe it is out of reach. But it doesn't mean that a wild card berth is not possible for the Colorado Rockies, depending on how things play out. We have no idea. No idea. So, I mean, that's just where it is right now. And right now, the Rockies are currently fourth in the National League in the wild card standing. That can change in the second half, too, because while it might not be Machado or someone else that the Rockies go out and add, they might add somebody along the way to help them, just like we're talking to Philadelphia, to get the Phillies over the hump. 610-632-0975. Dodgers appear to be, again, in the lead to acquire Machado. What do? Do you up the ante? Do you look elsewhere or do you stand pat? That's what we're talking about. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 9 on The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, going down the shore? Now you can listen to 97.5 The Fanatic all the way down. Going
down. If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Download the free Fanatic app. Listen in the car on the AC Expressway, GSP, Route 55, and all roads leading to the shore. Turn it up. Hey. Listen in the Shore House or on the beach or on your boat.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Listen to us anywhere. Download the app, 97.5 The Fanatic.
But whether it's a long drive to the shore or a trip from the suburbs to the city, there's nothing like driving in the comfort and style of a Mercedes-Benz. Before you hit the road, see the great people at Mercedes-Benz of these three dealerships, Fort Washington, Westchester, or Atlantic City. Now, from the sporty C-Class sedans to the GLE family SUVs, I promise you will not be disappointed driving a Mercedes. No one can beat Mercedes-Benz when it comes to luxury. Treat yourself to sitting in first class every day and pair that with the groundbreaking safety advancements and technology. Every dollar you spend on a new Mercedes is worth it. You'll be loyal for life. So if you're looking for a new car and doing some online research, just go to yourmercedes.com. You'll see their incredible selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. And when you're ready to test drive, go to any of the Mercedes-Benz dealerships that I go to. It's Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City, and tell them Mike Miss sent you.
Does your business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network backup. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others, nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet from the provider who delivers. Plus, add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer in 7/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet. An additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FLEF000279. TNACL2006. AZROC307346. CACSLD1028256. ORCCB199939. Call for details.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to tell you about the best cooler out there, Arctic Coolers. They're not your cheap plastic coolers. They are premium coolers that can keep your ice cold up to 10 days. That's right, 10 days. Order now. Save up to 60% versus the competition. All drinkware, now 20% off, including their popular 30-ounce tumblers, gallon jugs, and new sport bottles, which keeps ice cold for 24-plus hours. Not available in stores. Only available online at ArcticCoolers.com. R-T-I-C. Coolers.com. Arctic Coolers. Overbuilt, not overpriced.
10 years ago, CarSense pioneered home delivery that brings a car to your door. Today, other folks say they'll do it too. But if there's a problem a few days after they leave, are you sure they'll still deliver? CarSense. It's car sensational.
The sports talk continues right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
From weather to traffic and everything in between, you have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
The following call is real. It took place between an OnStar advisor and a member.
OnStar Emergency, this is William. What is the nature of your emergency?
I broke my leg and crawled into my car to call you.
I'm going
to
bring my partner on the line to help you while I contact 911.
Tell me exactly what happened, James.
My foot's turned sideways. I live by myself. I have no neighbors. I don't have my phone.
At a moment like this, the last thing you want to be is alone.
I'll tell you exactly what to do next. Don't move around unless you're in danger, and do not splint any injuries.
Please hurry. The pain is so bad.
We are going to stay on the line with you.
An emergency medical dispatch certified advisor is ready to help 24 hours a day.
Sure.
We're going to let you go since you're in good hands there.
Thank you.
OnStar. Be safe out there. OnStar is available on Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. OnStar advisors certified by International Academies of Emergency Dispatch. OnStar acts as a link to emergency services. Visit OnStar.com for details.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't-do-this-anywhere-but-Pennsylvania summer. So grab a Labatt Blue and dive headfirst into the days that will be anything but forgettable. Then float down river so hard, you'll win a relaxation trophy. And after a day of water skiing, end with a bonfire before doing it all over again. Soak it in today with a limited edition Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light Loving Pennsylvania cans. celebrating the places that make PA summers so special. Labatt and 97.5 The Fanatic want to make your summer memorable and adventurous with Labatt Blues Day Off down the Delaware. Enjoy an afternoon with your friends tubing down the Delaware. Thursday, August 30th, we'll tube down the Delaware with some of your favorite Fanatic hosts and the Labatt Blue Girls. We'll finish the day with a post-party at Artie's Sports Bar. To register, simply go to the contest page of 97.5thefanatic.com.
Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Resort and Casino, is coming up on Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Brought to you by Paul B. Moyer & Sons in Doylestown and University of Maryland University College. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets.
It is 648, 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until 9 to 6 o'clock hour, is brought to you by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. 610-632-0975 is your way to get in. Check in with us as we discuss the Manny Machado, the latest in which appears to be the Los Angeles Dodgers. Los Angeles Dodgers jumping in there, getting the lead overnight, as yesterday looked so promising. We thought it was going to be Philadelphia, and coming back from the All-Star break Friday, you get to host the San Diego Padres, and Manny gets the introduction, and the place goes crazy. They win the series, then they move on to the Dodgers. Chase comes back into town, and Manny's still in there, and they win that series, and you know, you're looking pretty good. What? Here comes L.A. Here comes the Dodgers getting in the way and messing things up. It's not done yet. So, what are you going to do? Do you up the ante? Put yourself back in a position to lead and acquire Machado? Or do you look elsewhere or stand pat? 610-632-0975. Mike, real fast on Twitter, at mbobrin22. My man Mike says, I don't want Machado. But for these idiots that say you can't get a player in-house and change his mind, people forget quickly. Paul George was dead set on Los Angeles, and Oklahoma City took a shot at it and completed the task at hand. If he tests free agency, fine, throw money at him, it's simple. But you cannot ignore that helping yourself by getting someone, taking that chance to bring him in, cannot work. It also, the personality of the player. While I look at Kawhi Leonard and say, nah, I don't see him like Paul George. Paul George changed his mind. Oklahoma City got him in early. They recruited him all season long, and he decided to stay there. Kawhi Leonard, I don't see it that way. Manny Machado, maybe so. Maybe he is dead set on New York. But if you get him to Los Angeles or Philadelphia, if he likes the situation that he's in, they can offer the money that he wants. Of course, there's no reason for him to leave. You can convince him. Sure. That's why you do it. 610-632-0975. Joe and Penn Salkin, you're next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Joe?
What's going on, Devon? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, man.
My pleasure. Hey, man, I called for one reason. Bring me Manny. Get Manny Machado to Philadelphia.
You can't give up all that stuff, Joe.
Devon, I'm up in the ante.
Up the ante.
It's baseball. Teams get hot. We already have Aaron Nola. We know what Aaron Nola does. We've seen Efrain get hot. Arrieta hasn't done it yet this year, but we've seen Arrieta be an ace. We've seen some of our players get hot. This is Major League Baseball. When teams win the World Series, they got hot at the right time. Bring me Manny. Mm-hmm. I know Sixto. I know JD and Ortiz. These guys are prospects. That's great. Like, I'm happy about our prospects. But what are they right now? They are prospects.
And that just means that the farm system is being run pretty good. The scouting department is doing pretty well, locating these talented people and recognizing that they can play. And if you feel that confident, like you're saying, Sixto and all these other players, then you hope you feel confident, Joe, at least that they can go out there and find the next one that you feel like can be a part of your farm system, come up and be whoever they are going to be, a star player, nice piece to your team overall. You can't hold on to all of them.
I couldn't agree more, Devon. That's what I'm getting at is we know what Manny Machado is. Manny Machado is a superstar. He's a game changer. You aim to get players like Manny Machado. We have two great prospects right now that their names keep getting floating around as untouchables. What is more difficult to get, a Manny Machado or a hot prospect? It's tougher to get Manny Machado. We have hot prospects. They're assets right now. Let's use them. Up the ante. I'm not saying throw absolutely everything right at them. But people who are calling there saying, no, absolutely not. Don't mortgage the future by giving away Keaton Sanchez. Keaton Sanchez hasn't thrown a pitch in Major League Baseball. Manny Machado has been running it. He has been doing a great job. He's great. He's one of the best players in the league. He would transform our lineup immediately.
Yeah.
He would. And not to mention, I mean, the stadium's going to start filling back up soon. I know his attendance hasn't been great for being a first-place team. Put Manny Machado in the lineup and watch the stadium the first series back from the All-Star break. It's the environment.
No doubt, Joe. And you're right, man. Thanks for the call. And their first series would be on Friday, starting off Friday against the San Diego Padres. And the place would go absolutely nuts if he was announced as a member of the Philadelphia Phillies. It just would. And with good reason. You're not only shouting out Manny Machado for being for being now a member of the Philadelphia Phillies, you're also giving a hat tip to the front office for saying great job by going out there and acquiring Manny Machado. That's what you're doing when you're giving him the ovation. Yes, you're giving him the ovation because he's a player, but it's also, hey, front office, we recognize what you did. Thanks so much for a good job. Now, we're here also, as long as he does his job, we're going to be in this building checking him out, checking Rhys Hoskins out, Aaron Nola out, and with what they do going forward, and making this team a better team going into the second half of the season, period. Place would go nuts. 610-632-0975. With the latest news, the Dodgers now in front. What are you doing? Are you up in the ante for Manny Machado? Are you looking elsewhere? Or are you standing pat? Three options here as we talk about Manny Machado. 610-632-0975. And I do want to ask people about the latest with basketball, since we do talk about basketball on this show. Belizia backed out on the Sixers. What does that mean now for your roster? You're missing out on the extra shooter. We'll get into that at some point as well. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens is with you until 9 here on The Fanatic.
Devon and Jeff, DDG Radio on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eagles training camp is less than 2 weeks away. Stay with 97.5 The Fanatic for breaking birds news from the most respected football broadcasters in the business. Westbrook, Jaws, Shefty, Sal Pal, and your favorite football fanatics. Plus, listen to Tim McManus calling in live from camp and on the Eagles beat all season. The pursuit of another championship starts. Now, this is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic.
The Rams summer clearance event is here and it's time to get to work. But you understand that hard work is about more than building something from wood or bricks. It's about building a reputation. Something that the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 prides itself on, too. With available premium leather and real wood accents, and the largest available touchscreen in its class. Surround yourself with the things that are worthy of your reputation. Ram, built to serve.
During the Ram Summer Clearance Event, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $169 a month for 24 months with $29.99 due at signing, tax, title, license extra. Hurry to the Ram Summer Clearance Event today. Class-based on light-duty pickups. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least through Chrysler Capital. Excludes all other FCA vehicles. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 7/31. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Real cases from the files of Swartz Cullerton.
My name is Chance. I was a lead technician and good at my job until I suffered a devastating car accident in my work truck. The truck flipped and I was barely injured. Even though I was the victim and the police blamed the other driver, the company where I worked and its insurance company treated me horribly. Then I called the attorneys at Swartz Cullerton. They refer me to top specialists who offered incredible care. They brought me back to good health. Swartz Cullerton fought hard and got me a large cash settlement. Without Swartz Cullerton, I don't know if I ever would have won my claim. I refer all my friends and family to Swartz Cullerton. Swartz Cullerton got me justice.
If you've been injured at work, get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-587-8423. 1-800-JUSTICE. Don't let the insurance companies take advantage of you. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-JUSTICE.
We've all got places to go. From work to play. Morning to night, it's go, go, go. And then go some more. We go for music, movies, workouts, and checkouts. It's quite the busy little schedule we've got going. And we need something to keep up with it all. To keep up with life on the go. That's where Valero top-tier certified quality fuel comes in. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. So you can get right back to going. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
On July 24th, the Mann Center, the Philadelphia Eagles, and NFL Films present the world premiere of a championship season, a Philly special concert event. Relive stunning season video highlights on three giant screens as the Philadelphia Orchestra performs the inspiring music of NFL Films live. Pack a picnic, wear your team gear, and celebrate with the Eagles cheerleaders at Swoop. Thanks to the Mann's lead sponsor, Independence Blue Cross. Tickets at manscenter.org.
The following call is real. It took place between an OnStar advisor and a member.
OnStar Emergency, this is William. What is the nature of your emergency?
I broke my leg and crawled into my car to call you.
I'm going
to
bring my partner on the line to help you while I contact 911.
Tell me exactly what happened, James.
My foot's turned sideways. I live by myself. I have no neighbors. I don't have my phone.
At a moment like this, the last thing you want to be is alone.
I'll tell you exactly what to do next. Don't move around unless you're in danger, and do not splint any injuries.
Please hurry. The pain is so bad.
We are going to stay on the line with you.
An emergency medical dispatch certified advisor is ready to help 24 hours a day.
Sure, sure.
We're going to let you go since you're in good hands there.
Thank you.
OnStar. Be safe out there. OnStar is available on Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. OnStar advisors certified by International Academies of Emergency Dispatch. OnStar acts as a link to emergency services. Visit OnStar.com for details.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
Get your PhD in back to school from Staples. Today's lesson, one stop is greater than two. Staples has everything for back to school at low prices and always in stock. So no going store to store to get everything on your list. And now, Staples 4-ounce glue, comp books, and Bic 12-pack round stick grip pens are just 50 cents each. Get your degree in back to school today at your local Staples, the back to school specialty store.
While supplies last, offer ends 7/21/18. In-store only. Limit 5 on Bic, 30 on comp books.
We've all got places to go. From work to play. Morning to night, it's go, go, go. And then go some more. We go for music, movies, workouts, and checkouts. It's quite the busy little schedule we've got going. And we need something to keep up with it all. To keep up with life on the go. That's where Valero top-tier certified quality fuel comes in. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. So you can get right back to going. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Gargano in the morning. Martinez and Mays midday. Missinelli afternoon. And Philly's best sports talk, period. This is 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast.
701 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, here with you until 9 o'clock. Sam Fletcher doing a great job producing the show. You guys been fun on the phone so far. 610-632-0975, as well as on Twitter at DevonG975. So let's keep it going for a couple of more hours as we discuss the latest again with Manny Machado. We all know at this point that it looks like the Dodgers are now in the lead to acquire Manny Machado. And what do you do now? What do you do now? Do you up the ante and try to entice the Dodgers a little more? You get the question already on Twitter. Is it Baltimore just trying to push the Phillies to do something more? Probably. They're trying to get the most that they can get. They know they're giving up their superstar, and they have to do something in order to let their fan base know that, yes, we're giving up Manny, but we are not overall giving up, and we're going to get what we need to get back. I mean, that's just good business. You push the other team against the other, but then when you start to hear again the handshake agreements and what could potentially happen tomorrow and the fact that it's going to be a National League team, you have all these different insiders say so many different things, but everybody right now saying the Dodgers are in the lead, so there's something to it. What do you do? Do you up the ante? Do you look elsewhere? That appears to be one of the other things that people here locally want to do, look elsewhere. Or do you stand pat and just go with what you have and take your chances in the offseason by adding that superstar to your team? 610-632-0975. Josh in Warminster has been hanging on. Let's get to him next on The Fanatic. What's up, Josh?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about Nolan Arenado. I thought that caller had a great idea. Mm-hmm. He is an absolute stud. MVP caliber player. And with the Rockies, I think they need starting pitching. We actually have an abundance of starting pitching. I'd give up Pivetta, Velasquez, and then, you know, they also have a pretty solid...
You said you would give up those two starting pitchers?
One of them, you know, because to win a World Series, realistically, you only need three solid starters. And then, you know, some prospects, and maybe even get back Ottavino in the bullpen. So you're getting bullpen help and an MVP caliber third baseman, which I think it's reasonable to give up one of your good quality starting pitchers to get Arenado. You could throw in some other guys if you want, but a couple prospects and get some bullpen help too.
Well, again, I mean, he might be a popular name there for a lot of people if you want to feel like you don't have to give up as much, right? You don't have to give up as much. Well, to the point, Josh, that's what we're asking. Do you look elsewhere? And it's not saying that Arenado is not an ideal replacement for Manny Machado in terms of being that big pickup, that big trade deadline pickup. Not saying that at all, but it was just to the point of if you have the opportunity to go out and get this superstar, you go out there and you do it.
Oh, I think Arenado might be the better superstar than Manny Machado. Machado's pretty streaky, but, I mean, Arenado's got a heck of a glove. And, man, he could hit the cover off the ball. He's a great player, man.
Now, again, not saying that he isn't, Josh. Thanks for the call. We're just looking at it for what it is and saying, yeah, that's the guy we probably want right there with Arenado. 610-632-0975. Again, at the third base spot for him. Of course. All-star, great player. We know, again, this year, 312, 23 homers, 68 ribbies. For the Colorado Rockies, and that's why we're asking. Other, do you go another route? And a lot of people right now are leaning more towards Arenado over Machado. 610-632-0975. Brian and Ben Salem, next on The Fanatic. What's up, Brian?
Hey, how are you? Love the show.
Thank you, man.
I hear what you're saying about Machado, but I'm thinking, why not take a page out of the Yankees book? Because if you bring in Machado, then Kingery and Hernandez aren't playing every day. Give these guys the rest of the year to develop. See how they do. See where you are at the end of the year. You know, then you spend the money and you go after, you know, Harper, maybe Arenado's in free agency, and just let these guys play. A lot of the players are in their first or second year. So let the young guys develop like the Yankees do with Didi and some of the Sanchez and some of the other guys they have. Then they went out and got Stanton in the offseason.
So you're just basically on a point of stand pat and attack it in the offseason.
Well, I don't think you really know what you have yet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've been first place with, you know, you got basically four rookies between the, you know, Kingery. I mean, Williams hasn't played a full season. You know, catcher Reese Hoskins is only in his second year. You know, give them another. They're not going to win the World Series this year with what they got because they're too young. I think Manny Machado gives you a much better chance. But, you know, give them another year to develop. And then next year, then you go after the free agents. They have plenty of money to spend. You know, why have them? And then you bring up Sanchez can be your four starter.
And it's not saying that, again, when you look at bringing in Manny Machado, that you're necessarily taking away from your younger players. We're simply talking about adding to the younger players that you have. Now, I got it, the Kingery and the Hernandez thing where they're going to be sharing time probably at the second base position, because if they keep Franco here and he plays third and we look at Machado playing short, those two guys are going to take turns at second base based on whatever Kapler decides to go with. I hear you, but I'm looking at it more as, Brian, as you're adding to these young players, especially if you don't have to give any of them up. And maybe later on, now with those young players, you figure out which one between, because now there's more competition, right, Brian, at the second base spot to see who stays on the field longer and whoever plays the best, and you feel like you can maybe make a move in the offseason to improve another position by moving on from one of those younger guys that is coveted from one of the other teams, then you do it. Because we just saw that this guy stepped up over the other, and we can move forward with him at the second base position.
Yeah, I think from a management standpoint, they're kind of saying, you know, we're just going to have patience because Manny's probably not going to work out anyway.
Okay, because he won't re-sign here, you're saying.
Well, I don't think that we're willing to give up as much as the Dodgers.
Oh no, no, no! I was saying if it did go through and the Phillies did get him,
legitimately could win the World Series.
Yeah,
so I think they're willing to give up more.
You got it, man. Thanks for the call, Brian. 610-632-0975. I just think I hear that Dodgers definitely are contenders to win the whole thing, where the Phillies are not. That's why you're bringing Machado in to take you to that next level. That you can go with him being a part of the team to hopefully get there. My point was, at the second base position with Kingery and Hernandez, you're again creating competition. The contract that they gave Kingery maybe gives him a leg up, but if they feel like at the end of the season, if they're doing their job and Hernandez is the one that they want to go with moving forward, then maybe they do look to move Kingery. Who knows? Who knows, but it does create competition, and it betters your team overall with that in-house competition about what you're doing for your team. 610-632-0975. Lance in Arizona joins us on 97.5. What's up, Lance?
Hey, Devon. Okay, I'm gonna put two players out there, and I'm not going to give you your names. Tell me which one you'd rather have. One is 26, and over the last 3 years, he's averaged 35 home runs, 92 RBIs, a .280 batting average, .367 on base. Player two has, in the same 3 year span, batted .297, 40 home runs, 131 RBIs, and an on base of .353.
Two.
Yeah, and that's Nolan Arenado compared to Manny Machado. The thing with people that haven't watched baseball intently is that Manny Machado plays in Baltimore and American League East, and they know who Manny Machado is. Nolan Arenado is really good, and he's really good defensively. And you don't have to deal with the headache that Manny Machado wants to play shortstop when you have Cesar Hernandez, which at that point you're going to have to trade him, because you can't have all these guys playing all over the place and asking to play out of position, because that's, I think, part of the reason why Kingery is struggling right now. You keep asking him to do all these things. So to me, I don't want to keep giving up prospects, huge prospects, to get a guy who realistically, even if he comes here, yeah, it's nice that you can try to convince him before he gets free agency. He's going to test it anyways. I believe Scott Boras is his agent. Mm-hmm. So he's testing free agency anyways. So once he gets to free agency, it's going to be about who pays him the most, because that's usually how Scott Boras' clients work.
And wouldn't most likely it be the team that you're with that will make sure that after the success that you had in that second half of the season, that's the team that's going to do it, especially when you know the owner has already pointed out that he wants to make sure that this team is competitive, smartly spending the money, but competitive.
Yeah, but see, the difference is right now with the Dodgers is they're pretty close to luxury tax, and there was also an article that came out today. They want to try to unload a veteran so they don't have to pay the luxury tax.
Mm-hmm.
So when it gets to the offseason, the Phillies and the Yankees, because the Yankees right now are a bunch of young guys, they have a couple guys that are paying, can afford to give him the most money because they're so far away from the luxury tax and the market that they're in that they can do it. So even if he goes to LA, they might not want to go 8 years to $30 million per year, if maybe even more, because we don't know.
Yeah,
what
but
exactly
Lance, if they make this move already, I understand what you're saying about moving another veteran, but if they make this move now, they know what they're getting themselves into in the offseason as well.
Well, I don't disagree
Machado.
With you. I don't disagree with you, but they also have a bunch of other factors going on there. They have Seager come back. I think the Dodgers view this as our window to win a World Series is right now, so we have to make this move, and he leaves, then he leaves. I don't think the Phillies are in the place to be like, well, this is our year to win the World Series. I think their window is bigger, and they have money to spend this offseason compared to the Dodgers, who are close against the luxury tax.
Sure,
they might not want to.
But again, this is an unexpected, as you said, the window is open. The window has a big crack in it. Thanks for the call, Lance, that you did not expect to have this early. It's open now. And you're right, the window is bigger. But you didn't expect that window to be open at this particular point. You just didn't. And right now it is. And no one is saying that Nolan Arenado is not a good player. Not at all. Nobody's saying don't go after Arenado. Why would anybody say that if they're trying to improve the team? Nobody's saying that. We're talking about the one that is currently being shopped as a potential free agent that you can target, but you have the opportunity to go out there and get him. All good points that you made, Lance. Thanks for the call, as always, man. We're not overlooking the fact that there is an opportunity to do something there to go along with this team. Give them a heads up. Start the process now and see if things work out in your favor in the offseason. 610-632-0975. Rob is next from South Jersey on 97.5. What's going on, Rob?
What's happening, man? Hey, I just got on my car like 10 minutes ago, so you have to just answer this question for me. How did Nolan Arenado even get brought up in this conversation?
A caller earlier said they like Machado, but they would prefer if the Phillies somehow found a way to go after Arenado.
Yeah, and I like Odubel Herrera, but I like Mike Trout too. Nolan Arenado is not getting traded. All these callers, I'm sorry. He's the best third baseman in baseball. Defensively, offensively. I used to live out in Denver. He's not getting traded to the Phillies. This reminds me.
I know, it just came up in the conversation.
Let's go get Kevin Youkilis for David Bell a couple years ago. You guys, like, do you think the Rockies are sitting there like, yeah, we'll take 4 or 5 prospects and Scott Kingery for Nolan Arenado? Like, come on.
Rob, and that's why I said, listen, nobody's saying Arenado is not good. We're saying that this one is right in front of us. If Nolan Arenado was available and people were talking about actually him having an opportunity to be moved, of course the Phillies would most likely be in that conversation. We're talking about what's available right now.
Exactly. And I don't know. I mean, I actually haven't been paying attention as much as I used to the baseball this year, but I don't know Arenado's contract situation. But yeah, the Rockies made the wild card game last year. They have a great offense, and they're always going to have pitchers who struggle. I know they got John Gray and a couple other guys, but that Nolan Arenado is the pipe dream caller. Just anger me and frustrate me, but you got to do it if I'm not me.
No, I mean, it's all good. And remember, he signed, let me see, last year, 2017, he signed a 2-year contract, $29.5 million he signed in to avoid arbitration. So, his contract paid him $11.75 in 2017, $17.75 this year, and it leaves a year of arbitration eligibility in 19. So there's that.
Yeah, Nolan Arenado is not coming to Philly anytime soon. Just want to make that point clear.
Well, listen, man.
I love it, but it ain't.
No, real fast, give your points on Machado since you caught him with the Arenado thing. How do you see this thing playing out? What do you do?
I mean, I like the previous caller said, I think Nolan Arenado is the best third baseman in the game, so he is better. But Machado, who wouldn't want him, you know? It's kind of the point on Mikey Mitchell talking about earlier where I don't get this thought process in Philadelphia. Well, you know, we don't want to give up prospects to turn out to be good. I am a guy, you know, the Phillies, they're there. You know, the years of the last 3 or 4 years are over. The Phillies are in win-now mode. And honestly, Devon, the NL is wide open.
Yes.
There's no dominant Cubs this
right.
year.
I mean,
there's Nationals.
55, 55, 53, 53. And the Phillies are in the 53 range right there. They're right there with everybody else.
The Dodgers always choke in the playoffs. It doesn't matter who they have. So you can make the argument that if they require Machado, Let's say hypothetically they acquired him tomorrow. Thursday morning, the Las Vegas Hawks may have the Phillies, the favorite, to win the NL.
Right.
And then you never know what happens.
Yep. Especially if the Dodgers don't do anything, the Cubs, the Brewers, they don't do anything, and the Arizona Diamondbacks take a step back. Whatever it might be, Rob. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's so many reports, you know, on Twitter. You don't know, like, who to believe. You know, you have your guys who are incredible, like John Heyman, Ken Rosenthal. But if Sixto Sanchez is the thing that's holding this thing up, just go ahead and deal the guy. Like, Machado, we know he's awesome. You don't know what Sixto Sanchez is going to be. So why not go with what you know and besides on what can happen?
Got you, man. Listen, thanks for the call, Rob. Appreciate it, man. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 9. Joe Torti, 9 to midnight. As we talk about the latest with Manny Machado, and Josh just brought up Ken Rosenthal. 610-632-0975. Some good conversation so far here on the phones. If you want to jump in, I know a lot of people may just be tuning in. That's what we've been talking about. Obviously, Manny Machado, the All-Star break, the Phillies last night appeared to be the leader. This morning we wake up, the Dodgers look to be in the forefront, and we're talking about that. Are you upping the ante to go and try to land Machado? Are you looking elsewhere? Or are you standing pat and letting the Phillies do what they've been doing for the first half of the season, feeling confident that they can get it done themselves? 610-632-0975. Ken Rosenthal, Josh just brought his name up, tweeted 2 minutes ago, barring last-minute change, Orioles' return for Machado will include only prospects, no Dodgers, major leaguers, sources tell The Athletic. So right now, the package that the Dodgers have put together with only prospects is good enough where they don't have to put any active major leaguers in that deal. We don't know if that was the case for the Phillies. We would hear different names like Franco, Crawford, names like that that would go back in the deal. We don't know what the Phillies' latest proposal was or is, or whatever it might be. And right now, it looks like the Dodgers only have to give up prospects, no actual major leaguers. 610-632-0975. Plus, I had said something about Bealicia, the Philadelphia 76ers, had agreed to a contract with Bealicia from Minnesota on a one-year deal. It was not signed yet. We know Amir Johnson just signed yesterday. It was made official. People were saying, yeah, he's so good. I got a tweet yesterday. Amir Johnson was so good, he won the Hustle Award, but he couldn't hustle to sign his contract. Took him that long. Well, the same can be said for Bealicia, as he appears to have backed out, according to Keith Pompey of Philly.com, backed out of his agreement with the 76ers. He's going back to Europe, wants to spend more time with his family. And now the Sixers are without potentially an outside shooter that they thought they were adding after losing both Ilyasova and Bellinelli. Not many people knew about Bealicia, and you don't know what he would have done here in Brett Brown's offense. But with that said, he was somebody that will have potentially competed for minutes on the floor in that front court. What do you do? Are you, same thing here, kind of, are you just going to let that go and just say, oh, well, or are you going to try to go out there in free agency and maybe just bring somebody else in to fill body-wise to your team that can contribute? 610-632-0975. This is a little bit of a knock, but maybe not as much as people think. Maybe not as much as people think, and I know people want to get into that. Jim and Mark want to talk about this one. And I kind of feel that with them backing out, I don't do anything. I stay still. I feel good about Chandler. I've told people that when the trade happened. And I stand on that, where I like the versatility that you have with Chandler and Covington and Šarić. And even Ben Simmons, we talked about him last year playing the four spot defensively for the Philadelphia 76ers. And even if you feel like Markelle Fultz is going to give you something at the guard position, you don't really have to always rely on Ben Simmons as the only ball handler. You can do stuff with him off the ball. as a forward, kind of, but we're in positionless basketball, so you can kind of do different things. I would not rush to do anything to fill that spot now left by Bealitia. I would not. 610-632-0975. Weird situation. Get your thoughts on that as well as we talk about the baseball stuff with Machado. And also, if you feel, you know, you want to talk about the weird thing with Bealitia, then feel free to call in and share your thoughts on that as well. 610-632-0975. Jim in the Northeast just wants to get in on that. What's going on, Jim?
Come on, how you doing, buddy?
Good, man.
I can't understand the Sixers and the Phillies over-evaluate potential talent. When you can go after, the Phillies can go after a number one star that's going to fill the seats. It's going to bring baseball back into Philadelphia. It's going to bring some energy back into Philadelphia. I don't get it. You don't know. You don't know what Sixto Sanchez is going to be.
Right.
You have no idea.
Right.
All right, take a shot. Go for it.
Now, I'm with you, Jim.
Just like Marco Fultz. Come on. I would have dumped him in a trade. I tell you right now, the Colangelos ruined the Sixers' image because every free agent is thinking to myself, who's going to be the GM there? What's going to go on there? Who are we going to deal with? It's a bad scheme. They don't. No big free agents want to come here.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens, Jim. I understand where you're coming from, but I wouldn't say that right now. And real fast, man, before we have to get to the break, what's your thought on Colangelo, you were saying?
Colangelo, the whole situation there is like, come on, man. With the draft, I mean, Brett Brown should be the coach, and I don't want to be the general manager and the coach.
Same here.
I think it's too much. So I think you got to differentiate that, and you got to separate that, and it hurt their drafting and it hurt their free agent market.
Yeah, it could have been a problem for them, Jim. That thanks for the call, man. That they missed out on certain things with free agency and maybe even trades because they were not able to land him. I mean, because they did not have anything that players trusted in the front office. And you can say people, I mean, I know I've had conversations where people have said that the front office is not an indication of what happens with free agency. It doesn't, they don't care who's in the front office, but may not care who's in the front office, but the pitch itself could help overall. The money is the money, but other things do come into play as well. 610-632-0975. We are talking about Manny Machado. Dodgers, Ken Rosenthal is saying only prospects currently going in the deal. No current major leaguers. Are the Phillies now out? Do they still have a shot? What do you do? What do you do? Do you still go after him? Do you up the ante and beat the Dodgers offer? Or do you look elsewhere or stand pat? 610-632-0975. And Bealitia, He backs out of the deal with the Sixers going back to Europe. A spot is open. Spot is open. They're down the shooter, potentially. What do you do? Do you replace him or do you just stand pat? I think I stand pat. We'll see what you guys think as well. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens here on The Fanatic.
Devon and Jeff, DNG Radio on 97.5 The Fanatic. On Saturday, August 25th, The Fanatic is holding the 5th annual Fan Fest from Xfinity Live. Tickets are free, but you have to win them on The Fanatic. Now, why would you want to take a beautiful Saturday in August and come to Fan Fest?
Here's what to expect.
Bikini Beach, beer, live bands, exotic sports cars, a London trip giveaway to watch some football, interactive events, Sal Pal, Eric Carabel, Ron Jaworski, and Tom McGinnis all on site. Super Bowl champion Brent Celek. And just added, NBA Rookie of the Year, Ben Simmons. Ben is brought to us by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. Fanatic Fan Fest, Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Brought to you by the Tropicana Atlantic City.
We're sending you there.
Stay tuned for your free tickets only from 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient and affordable way to help with your cleanup. Oh, I love this product. It's the Bagster Bag, of course. A 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, and for only $29.99. Look, the Bagster handles all jobs. So whether it's cleaning out the basement, the garage, the attic, maybe you're a contractor, or maybe you just want to purge all the bad luck in your life, like I did with the sports community. It works, baby. I'm telling you. Throw everything in a Bagster. Anything you want to get rid of, in a Bagster it goes. And it's convenient, and it's affordable, and it's on demand. You buy it, fill it, simply schedule your collection, and poof, gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com to find stores nearest you for more details. That's right. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster dumpster in a bag.
But whether it's a long drive to the shore or a trip from the suburbs to the city, there's nothing like driving in the comfort and style of a Mercedes-Benz. Before you hit the road, see the great people at Mercedes-Benz of these three dealerships, Fort Washington, Westchester, or Atlantic City. Now, from the sporty C-Class sedans to the GLE family SUVs, I promise you will not be disappointed driving a Mercedes. No one can beat Mercedes-Benz when it comes to luxury. Treat yourself to sitting in first class every day and pair that with the groundbreaking safety advancements and technology. Every dollar you spend on a new Mercedes is worth it. You'll be loyal for life. So if you're looking for a new car and doing some online research, just go to yourmercedes.com. You'll see their incredible selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. And when you're ready to test drive, go to any of the Mercedes-Benz dealerships that I go to. It's Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City, and tell them Mike Miss sent you.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
We've all got places to go. From work to play. Morning to night, it's go, go, go. And then go some more. We go for music, movies, workouts, and checkouts. It's quite the busy little schedule we've got going. And we need something to keep up with it all. To keep up with life on the go. That's where Valero top-tier certified quality fuel comes in. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. So you can get right back to going. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Sir, do you know why I pulled you over?
Yes, I was speeding.
You in a rush to get somewhere, sir?
Well, it is Hoagie Fest at Wawa.
It's Hoagie Fest?
This year they have $3 juniors, $4 shorties, $5 classics, and I'm sorry, I was just really hungry.
Follow me. I'll give you an escort.
This Hoagie Fest, it's all hoagies at Hoagielicious prices. $3 juniors, $4 shorties, and $5 classics all Hoagie Fest long. It's the all-new Hoagie Fest, only at Wawa. It's Hoagie season.
With over 100 fountain drink choices available at every Wawa, that means there are over 100 different ways to satisfy your thirst. And right now, you can grab a 32-ounce fountain drink for $1. Gotta have a Wawa. Limited time only. See store for details.
Nothing like the sound of the beach.
What is that?
For the first time ever, hot turkey is here at Hoagie Fest. Come on down to Wawa for a hot turkey. And of course, our famous gobbler, the all-new Hoagie Fest. It's Hoagie season.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
Real cases from the files of Swartz Culleton.
My name is Pawnee. I was a supervisor and good at my job until I suffered a head injury due to a defective product at work. After the accident, I was just not getting better. Then I called the attorneys at Swartz Culleton. They filed a product liability lawsuit and handled my workers' compensation claim. All the while, they helped arrange treatment with the best doctors. Swartz Culleton fought hard and got me a large cash settlement. Without Swartz Culleton, I don't know if I ever would have won my claim. Now I refer all my friends and family to Swartz Culleton. Swartz Culleton got me justice.
If you've been injured at work, get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-587-8423. 1-800-JUSTICE. Don't let the insurance companies take advantage of you. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-JUSTICE.
Score big all month long with the best deals at Murray Kia. Head to Murray Kia today and check out the all-new 2018 Kia Stinger. Shop Murray Kia in Conshohocken at murraykia.com. Hurry into Murray for America's best value summer event.
Sports talk for Warminster and all of Bucks County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
732, 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Gibbons with you as we discuss the Philadelphia Phillies and a little bit of Sixers as well due to the fact that Bielitsia backs out on his deal with the Philadelphia 76ers. They are down a man, it appears. What do you do with that? Do you stay still? Do you, you find a replacement for him? Not many names out there, so you kind of just like, eh, it is what it is. Just leave it alone. I'll leave it alone. Right away, Marvin on Twitter, at MK M. Klein Jr. says, Sixers should go grab Jamal Crawford. Great fit for the team. Anthony Gilbert of Hoop Magazine, good friend of mine, said on the show with Eitan earlier in the month that Jamal Crawford would be interested in the 76ers. So we'll see if they do go that route and maybe bring in someone like Jamal Crawford. Let's go to Mark in Mount Airy on 97.5. Mark, how you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing, Devon? Love your show, man.
Thank you.
Keep doing it, buddy.
Appreciate
hey, listen,
that.
Man, I'm feeling you on the Sixers, but, man, I saw Christian Wood play in our game against the Bucks, man.
Nah, I'm not
and
a
he
fan.
It seems like an easy, cheap little sellout. He was dropping 26 a game.
Yeah, he's the king of doing well in summer league and then going down to the G League and playing well but never doing anything in the NBA. He's done it with the Sixers where he's looked out of place. The same with the Charlotte Hornets when they brought him in. Just hasn't worked out for him for some reason, Mark. I just don't think that – No, I mean, listen, Mark, when he came out of UNLV and the Sixers picked him up and added him to the team, I was like, I liked him in college. I think he might be able to play. It just has not worked out. He kills in G League, in the summer league, but when it gets to the NBA, man, it goes another way.
Oh, man, I thought that would be a nice little pickup on the team.
Yeah, well, they know him. So if they decide to go get him, they decide to go get him. But if not, I think that kind of says what it's all about.
Yeah, on the Machado thing, man, I think you go for the, you know, if you got a top elite player, you go for him, especially in baseball, because prospects are like a dime a dozen. You never know what's going to happen with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Sixers, man, I think they're going to be better than people think, because I think Ben and Joe are going to take us off another notch, regardless of whether they get any Kawhi Leonard or anything like that. But who would be the second-tier superstar that you think? Could we get DeMar DeRozan this year, or is that still waiting until next year?
DeMar DeRozan, he's still under contract for, I think, 3 more years, I believe.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not sure. I'm guessing when I say that. I think it's 3 years. But that said, I think Toronto's trying to run it back at least one more time, Mark, because they got the new coach. They moved on from Casey, albeit Nick Nurse was underneath Dwayne Casey. It's the new voice, and they're going to try to go at it one more time with him and Lowry.
I thought they were going after Kawhi.
Well, if they go after Kawhi, too, I mean, listen, as much as we might hear the name DeMar DeRozan in that deal, sure, San Antonio might want him back, but when you think that Toronto will want a pair, I mean, put all three of those guys together and not break them up, you want to bring them in and to play with Lowry and DeRozan and not break that thing up. And by the way, he does have 3 years thanks to Sam Fleischer. Yep.
Yeah, that's too much. All right, man, I wanted to see what you thought about Christian Wood, because he looked good, man, the millionaire in Milwaukee game.
He looks great in summer league. Beware, Mark. Beware.
All right, Devon. Have a good one.
You got it, man. You too. 610-632-0975. Look, I like Christian Wood coming out of UNLV a little bit. There's always somebody that you look at and you say, yeah, he might be able to do something. Maybe he can sneak in and make some noise later on. He makes no noise when he gets to the league. He makes noise in the G League. He makes noise at summer league and plays really well, but when he gets to the NBA, not so much. Dave in Center City is next on 97.5. Hey, Dave, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
He's a not ready for prime time player. That's why he
he shows up the way that he does. He's not ready to take that.
Yeah, he just, it doesn't work out.
Yeah. But I hear you right. I might be a little slow sometimes, but nothing, according to this clown from the Athletic, nothing but prospects. From the Dodgers, is that right?
Yeah, Ken Rosenthal is saying that. Only prospects, no major leaguers.
All right, then let's take this one other step. If all they want are prospects, what does that mean about the Phillies prospects? That means they're not that good.
Maybe, or maybe they have more that they're giving up when the Phillies are not willing to do that.
I'm going to go the other way. They're not as good as we think they are. Because otherwise, I mean, the Dodgers have always had a great farm system. Always. They've never been a drop-off, really. Even in lean years for the Dodgers. So you got to kind of, you know, take that as a grain of salt. I'm not that crazy about Mercado coming here. If he's not going to play more, if he's only going to be a rental, this team is not built like that. And we need more than just we need some arms, too. I mean, we got some other problems.
Oh, yeah, they do have other areas of concern where you feel like if they are going to make this second half run, there might be some other things they can do. Yeah, but Machado is somebody, to your point, Dave, that they have other issues, but they can maybe get over the top with this one if they were to make this move.
And also, you were talking about the Sixers. It was the best move for this guy. Because where was he going to play?
Well, I'm not going to say he's going to play all of Ilyasova's minutes, but he might have gotten 15, 20 minutes from the Sixers at that front court position.
He actually did the Sixers a favor. They're still going to have to get rid of either Bayless, Furkov, or someone else. So, I mean, really, this guy, he made a very good sound move. The Sixers still won over. If my addition is right, they still won over.
Yeah, because they, Dave, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. They had, if you counted it properly, if you were thinking that they might actually bring Demetrius Jackson back as a G League player, then you look at him and you add him to it. It was around 20, but he's not coming back. Summer League didn't really help him at all anyway. But to the point of, they had 17, I believe, because Shake Milton was not signed yet. Demetrius Jackson and Jonah Bolden, I was counting those guys as potential people to have on the roster. So you're looking at probably 16. I'll look at it during the break overall and check out all the contracts. But, yeah, they had to make a decision, figure out who was going to be the two-way players, who were going to be the 15 roster spots to make a total of 17. And maybe he did do them a favor. Maybe you're right, Mark. Maybe so. But right now they're down a player that they thought, giving him $4.4 million, reported that that guy was going to help in some way. So the minutes would have been there at least 15, maybe 20, as high as 20, as a stretch four shooter to play with Embiid on the floor like Ilyasova. And right now, yeah, they might have to go in another direction. We'll see. 610-632-0975. Manny Machado, of course, still on the table. A little bit of Sixers conversation have jumped in because of Bielitzia, according to Keith Pompey, stepping out of his agreement with the Sixers, going back to Europe. Sixers are down a shooter. Devon Givens hanging out with you until 9 here on The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. Fanatic Fan Fest, Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live with special guest Ben Simmons. Win your tickets only on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Would you like a new car and make no payments until 2019, plus get free gas until the end of the year? Hi, it's John Ashdale, the Cars Czar from Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. Hyundai has delivered an additional 200 cars to the dealership and challenged me to sell them all by the end of the month, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get it done. It's the epic summer sales event here at Colonial Hyundai. All month long, save up to 30% off every new Hyundai in stock. Make no payments until 2019, and I'll buy your gas for the rest of the year. Enjoy 0% financing for up to 72 months. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. This month at Colonial, drive home a new 2018 Tucson for just $149 per month. Westchester, King of Prussia, Delaware. You're only minutes away. Shop us 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. Now that's a better way to buy a Hyundai.
Kona does not qualify. Tucson leases 36 months, 10,000 miles per year, 1995 due at signing. Must qualify for 2-1 credit. Offers cannot be combined and includes all rebates and incentives. Free gasoline capped at 6,000 miles. Full details, call 1-866-CARS-OWN.
Join the Phillies during Toyota Alumni Weekend to honor Shane Victorino's retirement as a Philly with a free Big Head collectible. Friday, August 3rd at 7:05. Order at Phillies.com. Join the Phillies for Toyota Phillies Alumni Day, featuring a very special 2008 10th anniversary pregame salute and a Brad Lidge bobble figurine, Sunday, August 5th. Order at Phillies.com.
1-800-GOT-JUNK ads have happy music.
Because we're happy to crawl through your attic
and dig through your basement. We make junk disappear anytime,
anywhere.
All you have to do is point. We drive clean, shiny trucks.
And wear snappy, happy uniforms.
Because we're proud of what we do.
We're the original
and world's largest
full-service junk removal company.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
The weekly Around the Ballpark Report is brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm.
After dropping 2 of 3 to the Marlins over the weekend, the Phillies have reached the All-Star break on top of the NL East with an overall record of 53-42. Believe it or not, after 95 games in the 2008 World Series year, the Phillies were 51-44. They are 2 games better in 2018 and could be big buyers at the trade deadline in 2 weeks.
This weekly Around the Ballpark Report was brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm.
0-2 in the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball to right field. It's out of here! It's out of here!
A home run. There's no better feeling. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. My law firm has been hitting home runs for injured people for over 48 years. We've won hundreds of millions. Seriously injured, but the power, resources, and experience of the Rothenberg Law Firm to work for you. Call 1-800-624-8888 or visit injurylawyer.com.
This year is one of the worst on record for severe storms, and these storms are really taking a toll on homes, especially on roofs. Lots of roofing companies come out of the woodwork and take advantage of homeowners during times like these. They know you're desperate, and your home is vulnerable, and they hike up their prices accordingly. That will never happen when you call Roofing Nation. In fact, Roofing Nation is offering 50% off a new roof with 0% interest until 2020. Roofing Nation's expert installers use GAF certified materials and guarantee 1-day installation of your new roof so you can finally rest easy that your home, your family, and all of your possessions are safe. If summer storms have wreaked havoc on your home, now is the time to replace that old damaged roof for a fraction of the cost. Call Roofing Nation now for 50% off a GAF certified roof and no interest until 2020, including lifetime shingles and a lifetime warranty. Not to mention 1-day installation. Call now 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. Again, 833-4NATION or roofingnation.com.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com. Because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Summer sales event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a great lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Resort and Casino, is coming up Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets. Someone on their site this year will win a football trip to London, provided by Big Game Travel. Join their Philly fan trip to Nashville on a private charter flight in September. Visit BigGameTravel.com for details.
.746, 97.5 The Fanatic, Devon Givens. With you until 9, Joe Torti, The Joe Torti Show, 9 to midnight. Sam Fletcher producing the show, 610-632-0975. As we talk some baseball, mixed in a little bit of hoops just for fun, since the, you know, Sixers did something, and it wasn't really them. It was the player that they had agreement with contract-wise, and he decided to move on. So now they are without one of the guys that we thought was going to be a part of the team. So did not have a chance to look at the roster overall, but I will for sure look at the roster as we go through this whole thing. 610-632-0975. I don't do anything. I leave it as is. I like the idea of Bealicia when they signed him, but now that he's not there, I don't do anything. I just move on. It's what it is. And let's just go out there and see what happens. Maybe make a move at the deadline if they feel like they need to do that in the Eastern Conference, because they're playing so well and they see the opportunity to go out there and add to that. 610-632-0975. Back to the phones we go. Chew in Nice Town on 97.5. Chew, what's going on?
Devon, what's going on? How you feel this season?
Good. Yourself?
Hey, man, I'm excellent. I can't complain. Very I had good. Two quick questions real quick. Hey, what's the reason that, like, so I see Danny Ainge is in Boston, see Magic is in L.A., right? Like, what is the reason that we don't have Dr. J or Charles Barkley running the Sixers? Like, what do you, like, and yet, is it your opinion, or is it something that happened in the past, and would that help us out at all if we had them in office?
Well, Dr. J and Charles Barkley really don't have any history or any experience of doing anything, front office, coaching, any of that stuff, where Magic Johnson was the coach of the Lakers, albeit as bad as it was, he did do it. He has gotten into it with the owner-wise and kind of now, you know, backing into the GM thing because Jeannie Buss is still there and they needed the help. He has had ownership history with the Los Angeles Dodgers, so he has some semblance of things going on. Now, with Danny Ainge, he was a head coach with the Phoenix Suns. He did other stuff around the league.
After he finished
playing, and those two, Charles Barkley has said openly that he wants to be a general manager in the NBA, but he doesn't have anything to go off of except for he's on TV. Now, Kenny Smith, I think he interviewed for a coach's job. We've seen Steve Kerr go from TV to front office, back to TV to head coaching. So it has happened, but if those players don't necessarily put it out there that they really want to do it outside of Charles just saying it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason for them to go after him. So
I just thought it would be cool to have him in office. And then my last question, it's kind of a long shot, but, you know, I remember at one point in time the All-Star game for the NBA was talked about, like, how could it be, you know, improved or whatever. Do you think that we'll ever see, like, the big three play three people from the NBA during the All-Star game?
Maybe. Maybe they might do something like that. I thought I saw something about that recently where that might be now an attraction to All-Star Weekend. But right. Who knows, man? Who knows? They try to do something every now and then to try to spruce up All-Star Weekend where it doesn't get dull. You see now that you have skills competition. Remember before they had the horse thing at one point?
Yeah. Enjoy your evening, Devon. Great talking to you.
You got it, Chew. Thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. And they might try to spruce some things up. Who knows? They might try to spruce some things up. They're always looking to improve their All-Star Weekends. It's one of the biggest festivities that they have going on out there. And maybe so. Maybe. I just don't see it. That the big three thing, maybe with it going on right now, having the minimal success that it is, and feel like if you do something like that, but why would the players do that All-Star Weekend? I wouldn't do it. I'm sure the agents will push, yeah, stay away from that. That's extra. It might be an injury thing. It's not like the skills competition. This is actual basketball. That's not the All-Star game. This is a little 3-on-3 competition that it can get competitive because they are competitive people, and it might get a little out of hand. So I don't know that teams themselves would even want something like that happening. That's my opinion. 610-632-0975. Josh in Burlington joins us on 97.5. What's up, Josh?
Hey, how's it going, Devon?
Good, man. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm getting a little antsy with all this baseball talk and so forth. So my point was, I think you really kind of have to target Machado pretty hard. And I say that, you know, not knowing what our offer was and what the Dodgers put on the table in return. So from what I've read, it was just one of the higher prospects in the Dodgers system that they offered, an outfielder who did pretty well in the Futures game. But I think you got to go after him. You got to use as many, you know, AAA players as you can. I mean, a lot of people have mentioned Eflin, and I think it's a bad idea if he's, you know, going to keep progressing. But I also think, you know, scoring wins in this. And when you have two or three top pitchers right now, you can say Arrieta and Nola are your top two, and then you can work out the third guy, you know, getting in the playoff series. But the NL is wide open, and the Dodgers are obviously going to offer more. But I think, you know, Klentak and everybody's got to be staying late today, try to get something out to the Orioles, because next year you're really not going to have a shot at Harper. He's going to get overpaid. Machado next year, the more time that the Dodgers have to work with him and show him, you know, the better parts of L.A., he's going to like it. It's like how LeBron kind of, you know, just made it seem like he was interested, but never really truly had a chance. So I feel like if you don't strike now, you're out of, like, a big-name, you know, top-star player for the Phillies for the next, you know, 5 years. And it's really unfortunate. So aside from, you know, maybe throwing out Sixto Sanchez, everybody wants to keep him because he might be your third starter, you know, what I was talking about before. But I think you really, really got to push hard and get a better offer to the Orioles for Machado, because you're really, you know, running dry on guys for next year.
Well, Josh, thanks for the call. Running dry in terms of just overall talent or just stars in general? If that's the case, yeah, they don't have any stars. And Hoskins is on the verge of being a star. And maybe some of the other younger players you can say maybe with an all-star addition now, Aaron Nola is actually a star for the Philadelphia Phillies. You look at that. But They don't actually have any stars on the team, and that's why that their name is linked to Manny Machado. That's why they're actually making these phone calls from Manny Machado and potentially other people. Yeah, but I mean, we'll see. They're on the up and coming. They're up and coming. We think they can be good. They have to make sure that they're good. They have to do the right things. Now, if it's overpaying, then you got to be careful of how much you actually overpay to do anything to go ahead and get it done. You got to be smart about it. Got to be smart. That's just the bottom line. While I think they should go after and do whatever they need to do to get it done, that's me. And that's been a lot of people that we've talked to between yesterday and today. But you do have to be smart about it going forward, especially with the offseason being what it is, the amount of money that they have at their disposal to offer to Machado or any other player that they feel like they want to target in the offseason to go out there and add him to the team. They go out there and do it. But you have to be smart. Now, if this report is true, Ken Rosenthal is a well-respected person in the league. We know his track record. We know who he is. And if he's saying they're giving up only prospects and that's it. Interesting. Only prospects and that's it. then maybe the Phillies do need to up their ante. But we don't even know what else. When they've said potentially four top prospects, we don't know which four they are. We don't know how high in that, let's say, top 10 of the four that are being offered out there. We have no idea. No idea. So they do need to be smart overall. Hopefully they do something though to get this thing done where they don't miss out on this opportunity to land him, because they might not be able to land him in the offseason as some people believe they could. Now again, they could, but you just want to have the leg up and give yourself an opportunity to be in a position to present him with something right now, and then go ahead and do what you have to do in the offseason to convince him to stay at that point. It's going to be a hard sell, especially if they do well in Los Angeles. He might simply want to stay. 610-632-0975. Fun conversation, of course, discussing the Philadelphia Phillies and Manny Machado. What happens? What ultimately happens? Do you give up more to get him? Do you stand pat? And also the Sixers, we're just throwing them around because Bealicia stiffed them. Said, I'm going to Europe. Now you're down a player, one of your acquisitions from the offseason. I say do nothing at this point. Just leave it what it is. Go in there, rock out. See what the first half of the season brings you. And I'm sure they're still going to explore the Kawhi Leonard thing. And see what happens also with the All-Star break. Trade deadline before the All-Star break, and you make a decision going from there. 610-632-0975. We're having fun talking baseball and basketball right here on the Fanatic.
Devon and Jeff, DENG Radio on 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic reminds you,
if you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Download the Fanatic app. It's free and it's easy to get. Just go to the App Store or Google Play. Listen to your favorite Fanatic shows anytime. In the office, on the road, on the work site, anywhere.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Right now, your radio is being transformed.
Download the app. Listen now, anywhere.
This is
97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Subaru. Your time is precious. Between work, your family, and a little you time, who can spend hours at a car dealership?
My first car will be at Conkerville Dad.
Yeah, that's right, Evan. At Conkerville Subaru, they respect that. They believe that their job is to get you the deal you want so you can spend your time doing what's important to you. Conkerville Subaru's new state-of-the-art facility is opening soon. Celebrate with a great deal on a new Subaru. Lease a new 2018 Subaru Outback 2.5i, only $199 per month for 42 months, 10,000 mileage cap, and $1,999 due at signing. Or a new 2018 Subaru Impreza 2.0i for only $199 per month for 42 months, 10,000 mileage cap, and $1,999 due at signing. Plus, all Conkerville Subarus come with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Now's your chance to drive one of the most reliable cars on the road. Visit 202subaru.com. That's 202subaru.com. For inventory and details, prices end July 31st, 2018. Conkerville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for lease details.
I'm riled up. The heat is on, and that's when some homeowners can get taken advantage of. When your AC unit breaks down during a heat wave, you need a contractor who will get the job done right. Riley Sales has 50 years in the HVAC business. We know the best. On a budget, not expecting this expense? Duquesne Air Conditioning is the right choice right now. Looking for a high-efficiency system with a service contract? We know the company for you. RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro who will get the job done right.
Back to school economics from Staples. Today's lesson, get more, spend less. Staples has the top brands for back to school at low prices. So you get everything on your list without spending everything in your wallet. Economics made simple. And now, Staples One Subject Notebooks are just 25 cents. Two pocket poly folders are 35 cents. Plus 24-pack Crayola crayons are just 50 cents. Get an A in back to school today at your local Staples. The back to school specialty store.
While supplies last, offer ends 9/118. In-store only, limit 30.
Pocono Raceway is summertime. It's where the whole family can come for the day or camp out for the weekend. It's where fans can shake hands with the most famous drivers on earth. It's where tailgating is serious business. It's where first-timers hang out with old-timers, and the racing's always a little tricky.
Bring your friends. Bring your family. Just bring it. Pocono style. The Gander Outdoors 400, July 27th to 29th. Weekend cafe packages start at just $150.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano, Tropicana Atlantic City, the ultimate East Coast hotspot this summer. Check out the all-new Chelsea Towers, Chelsea 5 Gastropub. Enjoy dinner with panoramic oceanfront views. Cool off poolside at Cabana 5 Bar and Pool Deck with specialty drinks, small bites. Stop by Whiskey 5 Bar for an extensive whiskey list and a round of pool with your buddies. Don't miss Tropicana's free summer fireworks series every Saturday night, 10 o'clock, now through September the 8th. For more information, visit Tropicana.net. Gambling prompt, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Greg Miner. As the founder of a small business, I know firsthand how difficult it can be to manage through cash flow problems. When I tried to borrow money, the banks wouldn't touch me, and I got a lot of fast talk from loan brokers. That's why we founded Merchant Capital Source 10 years ago, to help small business owners like you get the funding you need without getting the runaround. We'll fund your business from $5,000 to $200,000, and because we're a direct lender, there's no middleman to cause delays or cost you money. If you've been in business for 6 months and have sales of at least $15,000 per month, we can approve you within hours and put cash in your account within 3 days. The process is fast and easy, and the best part is that no tax returns, financial statements, or business plans are necessary. Experience the Merchant Capital Source difference and get cash for your business today.
Apply online at mcscash.com or call 800-900-9654. That's 800-900-9654. 800-900-9654. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lenders Law License.
The weekly Around the Ballpark Report is brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm.
After dropping 2 of 3 to the Marlins over the weekend, the Phillies have reached the All-Star break on top of the NL East with an overall record of 53-42. Believe it or not, after 95 games in the 2008 World Series year, the Phils were 51-44. They are 2 games better in 2018 and could be big buyers at the trade deadline in 2 weeks.
This weekly Around the Ballpark report was brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm.
0-2 in the pits, swing and a high fly ball to right field. It's out of here!
A home run. There's no better feeling. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. My law firm has been hitting home runs for injured people for over 48 years. We've won hundreds of millions, seriously injured, but the power, resources, and experience of the Rothenberg Law Firm to work for you. Call 1-800-624-8888 or visit injurylawyer.com.
Gargano in the morning. Martinez and Mays midday. Missinelli afternoon. And Philly's best sports talk, period. This is 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast.
Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. As the voice just said, Devon Givens here with you for the 8 o'clock hour. That is brought to you by Club Risque, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with 3 locations, Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. Joe Torti, 9 to midnight for the Joe Torti Show here again on The Fanatic, as he does every night here. So make sure you guys tune in for that as well. Quick Twitter hit before we get back to the phones, 610-632-0975. Mark on Twitter says, at Mark1961, Brett is a disaster as a GM. First Mikhail Bridges trade. I don't like the Chandler move. Only 34 per from 3 for his career. Zaire showed little to zero in the summer league. Now dude, talking about Bielitsa, reneges on the deal and he goes back to Europe. He's saying Brett is terrible at his job. So, I will say this, Mark. He hasn't messed up the offseason. There are things to do, like overpaying for players that you thought would be an addition to this team, and you give them too much money. But he didn't do that. So, I while it's been a quiet in terms of actually bringing them in, he has not messed anything up. So I'll at least give him that. Now, I do think he has the bug. I do think he has the bug of being a general manager. So we'll see with this whole GM search and all that stuff comes into play. Daryl Morey was the name attached to the Sixers yesterday from Mark Stein of the New York Times. where he said the Sixers had have been rebuffed by the Houston Rockets of trying to hire away Daryl Morey. And the key there, again, is trying to hire him away. It wasn't just speaking to him. It was hire him away from the Houston Rockets. I guess they didn't really need to speak much. They already know his track record. They like what he's done and see what they can do to get him in here. But they were turned down from even, I'm guessing, speak to Daryl Morey overall. But Mark says Brett is a disaster and he's done nothing, starting with the trade Mikal Bridges for Zaire Smith. And that's the one thing that I think we agree on, where I did not want it to happen. You didn't want it to happen. Most of the area did not want it to happen. But here we are. Now, we'll say about Zaire Smith that he did not show a lot in summer league, but he still is young. Let's see what he turns out. Let's see what he develops into. Let's see what he develops into. I like Mikal. I thought they should have kept him, but they did not. Zaire Smith, though, even if he was in Phoenix right now, Milwaukee, Chicago, wherever he was, I would have still liked to see how his game progressed, because I was interested with him in the college basketball season and the tournament. I thought he was a nice player. Didn't know what he could do on a pro level, but we're going to find out up close and personal with Zaire Smith. 610-632-0975. And don't forget the Phillies. Manny Machado, do you try to up the ante, keep him away from the L.A. Dodgers, or do you look elsewhere or just simply stand pat and do what you do? Let's go back to the phones and Mitch in Phoenix on 97.5. Mitch, what's going on?
Javon, I've been wanting to talk basketball. I don't know really what nights you're usually on, but you're the only guy I can talk basketball.
Every night, my man. Every night, 6 to 9. Me and Jeff Moshe's on vacation, so I'm here.
Oh, you're there every night. I didn't know that.
Yep, every night, 6 to 9. Thanks, man.
No, I don't like the pick, and they did nothing in free agency. You bring back Amir Johnson and J.J. Redick, aging NBA players. They've done nothing, Javon.
I liked the moves of bringing Redick and Amir Johnson back, because I thought they did show you something of value for what the team is. Now, it was about could they do anything else to go along with them, not just run it back one more time with the same group and see if they can improve from the 52 wins, or just improve from advancing past the second round to the Eastern Conference Finals, maybe even the NBA Finals. I did like them. I liked the Chandler move. I just thought it would be something else to go along with it. And it's tough when you lose in a handshake agreement with somebody and they back out. And now you're left to figure out what you do there. I agree with you there, Mitch. It's been pretty quiet overall. Their name has been attached to all these people, but not much has happened.
Now, you say Zaire is young, right?
Yeah, he's 19.
They're all young.
They are.
Yeah, the 15 guys that went before him are young. I watched a lot of summer league. Did you?
I did.
There's a lot of ballers. I mean, there are guys that are going to be all-stars.
I agree with you, and that's why he was picked a little later at the 16th spot. Now, I will say this. When you look at some of those players, right, Mitch, and you say they're all 19, some of them are more advanced and more developed at that age. And then you have the others who develop a little later, where some stay still, some get better. You look at Donovan Mitchell, who had a great year for the Utah Jazz, looks like a potential star on the rise. He was also drafted, I believe, number 13, and he came in blazing for this team. And now, again, we're talking about a potential star in the NBA after only 1 year. So there was a lot of development that needed to happen with Mitchell, and he turned out to be a heck of a player for the Utah Jazz. Same thing with Kawhi Leonard. There were some things that happened with him in school, and some people felt like he had peaked with who he was at San Diego State. You go to the right situation, you develop your game overall, and you turn out to be a good player. And that's what I'm sure the front office and the coach of the 76ers hope for Zaire Smith.
Now, I know you, when the draft unfolded, I know you wanted Bridges badly as far as the number 10 pick. But to be honest with you, Javon, I think the other Bridges is going to be better.
Well, listen, Mitch, thanks for the call, man. Good to hear from you. I don't. But, again, Miles Bridges is going to be a nice player in the NBA. Did some good things at Michigan State. Has the profile to be a nice player in the league. going to Charlotte may not help. It may not, but they do have a new coach, maybe new direction, and they might be a better spot for him with a new situation there. And I think Steve Clifford is going to be a better coach than James Borrego, but he does come from San Antonio. People are going to give him a lot of credit with what he does, and maybe moving on to Charlotte to do his own thing. But I think McHale's in a very good spot in Phoenix with that young core group that they have. We don't know about the head coach, but we'll see. Front office has been kind of questionable on some things, but they have drafted some nice pieces. They just extended Devin Booker, their franchise player. So I think McHale has room to grow there in Phoenix as well, and he will show that during the regular season. And Miles Bridges is going to be a nice player in the league. No question about it. Definitely going to be a nice player. Charlotte, it's a tough spot, though. It's a tough spot. 610-632-0975. We go to Ben in the Northeast on 97.5. What's up, Ben?
John, first of all, I really respect your opinion on basketball.
Thank you, man.
So much so. Yeah. I think that guy might want to reevaluate who he's talking to when he decides which Bridges he thinks is better. But anyway, yeah, I'm with you. The Sixers got to just sit back.
And he kept going with the Javon instead of Devon. But it's okay.
I know. Well, yeah, I'm feeling all 6-9 every night, so you figure it out. But listen, obviously the Sixers, relax, see what happens. They're not that far off from where they're at in Boston, but that's not really what I called to talk about. Mm-hmm. I called to talk about the Phillies. I must be the only one in the Delaware Valley that is watching games and saying to myself, they can't hit, they can't field, but let's add Machado, and then we'll make it to the World Series. Based on what exactly? The fact that they'll pitch around him every inning to get to, I don't know who, Santana batting 205? I mean, come on. Where do people think this guy's going to make a difference this year? I love Machado. Great player. But in this lineup, what's the difference?
Ben, how much do you think, and again, while I never went as far as saying World Series, my only point was you never know what happens in the playoffs where things just happen. So, but how much of it was also just getting him in your building? Because you might not feel as confident in the offseason if he goes to Los Angeles and New York. You get him in your building, you get him around your culture, your situation, and then you feel like you confidently can bring him back and do something else on top of that next offseason to pair with him with these young players that you do have.
No doubt that's worth a value, right? That's worth some. Mm-hmm. However, what are you willing to give up to get that? To just put him in your building so you can cultivate him, so you can show him the love. What is that worth? 4, possibly 5 prospects?
If they feel like,
I don't know.
Yeah, and that's fair. That's fair, Ben. And maybe they just feel like, obviously, they know more about their prospects, and especially which ones that may not be as good as some people think, like a couple callers ago said, but they have a nice buzz around Major League Baseball. And maybe it's just the other fact that whatever team it is asking for that specific player might feel like the development from their new place and under their control might work out for them giving up on the player that they already have.
Well, I've never been a big fan of prospects. I always come back to Don Brown and say, who knows? You haven't done anything yet. So I'm not a big fan of prospects. So I don't mind giving them up when it makes a difference. I just think $410 million or $500, whatever the number's going to be.
Yeah, the number's crazy.
It's going to be the difference, not whether or not he's feeling the love from Phillies fans. I mean, I wish.
The money, The money is what the money is, Ben. You're absolutely right, man. Listen, thanks for the call. The money is what it is. We know that's a lot of money, and that's going to speak a lot of good language in wherever he goes, whether it's Philadelphia, New York, Los Angeles, whoever it might be. Money has a certain voice to a lot of people, and that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money to offer somebody. So We'll see what happens. Devon Givens again with you until 9. Joe Torti coming up at 9. We're here for another 45 minutes discussing the Phillies, and we mixed in some Sixers tonight. We're not all over the place, but we have some news around both of our teams, and we share it, and we do know that Machado is dominating everything, and he's the one that's going to be, he's definitely going to be the one to get all of the attention, especially with the All-Star break going on right now, and them looking to, his name is the big name. His name is the big name. What's going to happen? What is going to happen with him? Where is he going to end up? So this is going to be an interesting now 24 hours, as we said the same thing from yesterday, where the Phillies were in the beginning, in the forefront, definitely in the forefront, and we wake up this morning and things change. Something might change tomorrow morning. These things might stay the same. I was looking at something from Ken Rosenthal, listening to a video where he says right now, L.A., it appears that that's what it's going to be. Unless, barring any changes, that's what it's going to be. So that's why we've been asking this entire time, do you just simply up the ante, look elsewhere, and try to find something else to improve this baseball team? Or do you just simply stand pat, because a lot of people feel good about who they are right now? Who they are right now. And who they are right now is a 53-win baseball team. We don't know, though, if they can continue to be that 53-win type of baseball team. Not win 53 more. The number is what the number is right now, sitting at the standings and where they are, but we know that with the 162, whatever amount of games they are they still an 11-game over 500 second half of the team season that they are right now, 53-42? Are they that type of team? That's the question. And even with them being that 11-game over 500 team, you just looked at the addition of Machado and maybe even any of the other people that you could still go after that might be available. Are you good enough to make the postseason, win this division, number one, hold off both the Braves and the Nationals, who could pick things up in the second half? And then once you get there, then you win a series. And then you win another series. Right? We don't know. We have no idea. No idea. And that's why this whole thing with Machado has been so important to go out there and add him. And some people feel confident. I mean, listen, you miss out. You do what you need to do with these players now. And then you go and give Harper all this money in the offseason. Not to say that you shouldn't, because, if you're going to go out there, you saw the home run derby last night. I mean, it's a home run derby, but he's in there for a reason, because he can hit. And with him hitting, he's going to hit plenty outside of the ballpark here at Citizens Bank for the Phillies for a lot of money. For a lot of money. Right? He's that good. That good. Bryce Harper is tough. So they're going to offer him some money. It's going to be hard to pull him away from Washington. And maybe it's not. But that's why with this Machado thing, it's going to be hard to pull him away from Los Angeles if he goes there, because they have the leg up. The same thing where Oklahoma City decided to go after him and get something done for Paul George and not let him go to Los Angeles. Get him in your building and you see what happens. Well, Kawhi Leonard, people said the same thing, but I just think he's a different kind of cat, and you may not have to go that route to do it, because he's just, a little different, and he wants to go to Los Angeles. 610-632-0975 on the Sixers front. David at Philly 1971 says, I wouldn't be surprised if J.J. Redick talks to Jamal Crawford into coming to the Sixers. It would be a good move for the 76ers. Now, remember, Jeff Mosher and Eitan Shander filling in on middays, had Anthony Gilbert of Hoop Magazine on, and Anthony had pointed out speaking to Jamal Crawford, and Jamal Crawford saying he was definitely interested in the 76ers and wouldn't mind playing here in Philadelphia. And now with the news of Bielitsia backing out of his deal with the Sixers, going over to Europe, family situation, family decision, like LeBron James, family decision, that Jamal Crawford, now people even more might want to revisit that idea of going after the longtime veteran player and seeing if he would be interested in joining the 76ers now that they might be an opening with the team. So it's, I would say, just do what you do. I wouldn't even do anything at this point. I would just leave it as is. Just stay where you are, do what you need to do, and go from there. See how things play out instead of going out there now making yet another move to improve your team and just simply do what you do with this squad and keep it as is. That's just me. I'm not doing anything at this point unless something jumps out. You know they're still inquiring about Kawhi Leonard, which they should. But if it's too much and Markelle Fultz is now involved and they don't want to do that, Dario Saric, Robert Covington, whatever it might be, then just stay where you are. Go out there, run it back essentially with now Wilson Chandler, Zaire Smith, and Landry Shamet as your new additions to the basketball team and see where you are at the trade deadline and who knows who becomes available. Maybe that's when you now make that next move to go out there and improve your team for that push. Kind of like we're talking about right now with the Phillies and making that push for Machado, because you have that window open that was unexpected and you are in first place in the NL East. While everybody, I mean, listen, what was the article I was reading? I think it was Jim Salisbury of NBC Sports Philadelphia speaking to Andy McPhail, and he said that he thought they were going to make improvements. The president of the Phillies, he was going to make the team would be improved. He didn't expect them. He would be lying basically to say that he knew this is where they would be at this point of the season at the All-Star break. And that's why you take those next necessary steps to go get something done, because you didn't expect to be there. So as many people would say, yeah, why mess up your farm system and why mess up your future when you have no idea who some of these young players are, or why mess up the future when you know that you can't get to the World Series, you can't beat the New York Yankees, or you may not even be able to beat the Dodgers in the National League for the pennant. You don't. No, but you never know either when you are going to be in this position again. Maybe they take a step back next season if they are unable to acquire a big name, a star to come here like Harper or Machado or anybody else who could be available in the offseason in the winter. Maybe. Look at the Lakers. While you say, yeah, I prefer to end up with LeBron James, they thought they were also going to end up with Paul George. Imagine how enticing it would have been for LeBron James to go to L.A. even more if Paul George was already there, and then you go and add LeBron James. So there's so many different things, and we've had all these conversations about all of this, and we continue to do it because it's what we do. It's sports, and they give us these things to go off of, and we dig into it because it's fun. It's fun. We love it. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens hanging out with you again until 9. Joe Torre Show at 9 o'clock right here on The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5. The Fanatic. Longtime listener, first time viewer. The Mike Missanelli Show. Weekdays 2 to 5 on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Watch on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Listen on 97.5 The Fanatic.
In all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever.
Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
The weekly Around the Ballpark report is brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm.
After dropping 2 of 3 to the Marlins over the weekend, the Phillies have reached the All-Star break on top of the NL East with an overall record of 53-42. Believe it or not, after 95 games in the 2008 World Series year, the Phillies were 51-44. They are 2 games better in 2018 and could be big buyers at the trade deadline in 2 weeks.
This weekly Around the Ballpark report was brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm.
0-2 in the pits, swing and a high fly ball to right field. It's out of here! It's out of here!
A home run. There's no better feeling. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. My law firm has been hitting home runs for injured people for over 48 years. We've won hundreds of millions, seriously injured, but the power, resources, and experience of the Rothenberg Law Firm to work for you. Call 1-800-624-8888 or visit injurylawyer.com.
Guys know more is better. So this month, Sport Clips Haircuts is thanking our clients with the Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's double the MVP experience for the price of a single. So after your fresh cut, we double the time on your relaxing massaging shampoo and on our legendary hot steam towel. You can even turn your hot towel into a refreshing chilled towel to get the MVP on ice. The Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's a double header on a single head. Check in online today at sportclips.com/check-in. Hey guys, is it time to get your hair in the game?
Time to claim your spot!
Then it's time to check in online at sportclips.com/check-in for a fresh cut, legendary hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. So do your hair a favor by checking in online and arrive just in time for your Sport Clips MVP haircut experience while you surround yourself with sports on TV. Get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in.
Time to claim your spot!
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The world's best soccer clubs return for the International Champions Cup. You've heard their stories, the triumphant victories that are rejoiced, respected, feared. Now they come together to compete in the greatest tournament on U.S. soil. Don't miss Juventus versus FC Bayern at Lincoln Financial Field, Wednesday, July 25th. Get your tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. On sale now. Champions meet here.
Come have a ball at Ocean Resort Casino Atlantic City. There's something for everyone. Take advantage of tier matching for any Atlantic City property and 3 times the tier credits through September 30th and receive up to $100 in free play and 2 room nights. And remember, you can always earn 2 times comps because with Ocean Premier, loyalty runs deep. Learn more and sign up at theoceanac.com. Restrictions apply. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
Consider this. Most tires aren't even as thick as the foam on your morning latte. Yet, pumped full of air, they support thousands of pounds rolling down a hot asphalt road for hours. I'm Pep Boys Area Director Wendy Rosasco. And before your next summer road trip, remember, there's not a latte between you and the road. Be safe and let the pros at Pep Boys get you ready to roll.
Now through July 29th, buy 3 select Cooper Adventurer tires and get the 4th tire free. Plus, get a $60 rebate and a free 1-year road assist package, too. Only at Pep Boys. After manufacturer's mail-in rebate with installation package. See restrictions at pepboys.com.
Different people need different drones for different reasons, but they all trust the same company, Influential Drones. For a free quote on sales, service, training, and more, visit influentialdrones.com.
Sports Talk for Morton and all of Delco. 97.5 The Fanatic.
8:30. 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you. Till 9, The Joe Torty Show, 9 to midnight. 610-632-0975. As we discuss Machado and Sixers all night long, we keep it going on the phones as we are about to head to Mike, and definitely have to tell you again about Fan Fest in a little bit before we get out of here. But let's do go to Mike and Juniata on 97.5. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Devon, what's going on, man? I'm not sure if you remember. I called in around the draft and told you that I think we should have took Knox and Mitchell Robinson later in the draft.
Yeah, and they're out there and doing their thing in summer league.
That's exactly what I wanted to get at, man. I think the Knicks definitely got two cornerstones, man, for the future, man. And Knox looks legit.
Yeah, he does look really good, athletic, putting the ball on the floor. And as it got closer, of course, where we had Mikhail number one for the most part, and Kevin Knox and maybe a couple of others right behind Mikhail. But Kevin Knox is definitely doing a nice job with them in summer league, and we'll see how it all plays out once they get the regular season starts. But nice job by the Knicks by targeting those two players.
I agree, man. I agree. And I would lie to say if it didn't, like, you know, make me a little angry every time I looked over there, but it is what it is. Yeah, getting into the Machado, I have a point for Machado and for the Sixers. So okay. For the Machado thing, I think if you take a look and you look at the whole situation out west with OKC and you look at Paul George, honestly, man, if you just get him in the building, I think you can keep him. And you introduce him to, you know, this organization, you introduce him to this fan base. And honestly, if you, and like, again, like, you know, with OKC point, if he creates a bond with someone like how Paul George was with Russell Westbrook, I mean, honestly, that can keep someone stable in certain places. And,
sure.
And vice versa with Kawhi, same thing. If Kawhi, you introduce him, you bring him into this building, you introduce him to this fan base, you introduce him to, you know, the team, and then he creates that bond with someone, who's to say that that won't keep him here alone, you know?
See, that's the only one where early on I was confident saying, you know what, I'll do it. And then when you have Jabari Young, local guy, covers the Spurs, saying that he would be interesting in re-signing with the Philadelphia 76ers if he did get traded here, then you start hearing those other reports that he simply has his eyes on Los Angeles, and that scares me. So that's the only one where it kind of puts me in a spot where I'm a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wouldn't give up anything ridiculous. I mean, the first pick is that, you know, that I heard was with the whole Robert Covington and Dario Saric first round pick. That was good. I mean, I didn't mind that. I mean, Saric is what he is. Rocco is what he is. They're not going to do anything great. They're not going to be on the floor and blowing your mind every week. But, you know, they're, you know, consistent enough to get the deal done. But, I mean, hey, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I think this team is solid moving forward. I think that the Sixers, the Crawford signing, I think that would actually be really nice. He's not the same Crawford of 10 years ago by any means, but he still has that handle. He's not shooting over 40% behind the arc, but he's going to bring that mentality, you know, that veteran leadership in his locker room to a really young team, and something that we kind of lacked a little last year. I mean, towards the end of the season, we got more veteran leadership, but if they would have been there the whole year, who's to say that we couldn't have won 60 games last year?
Right, right. I hear you, man. Mike, good to hear from you as always, man. Appreciate the call. 610-632-0975. You might be right about Jamal Crawford. You bring him in, and maybe that does, in fact, put you over the hump. You get him in here, and he does some nice things with the young players, teaches them this, teaches them that, has a relationship with J.J. Redick already from their time together in L.A. with the Clippers. So quite possibly, I wouldn't be opposed to it. He's not going to cost you a lot of money, and who knows? Again, I wouldn't be opposed to it. 610-632-0975. Mitch in East Windsor is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, Devon. How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Good.
The Phillies don't get Manny Machado. They lose out. I think Dodgers might have more to offer. There's always Adam Jones, Britton, and of course next year. Now, I don't know why so many people are saying that Bryce Harper is overrated. Guy's tremendous. Came out of the center field, actually a catcher, young. If the Nats are foolish, let him go. To me, he's the next Frank Howard. I don't care about the batting average. It's home runs and RBIs in my book. He's going to have close to 40, maybe 100, 110 RBIs, which is a little high there. But with Bryce Harper will be on the menu next year for the Phillies.
He would be interesting, no doubt about it, man. And I understand that yeah, things have been have gone down for him average-wise and all that stuff. He is still a star player, and I think that he would be a nice addition to this team. It's something that they don't have, Mitch, so I agree with you.
He's tremendous. I don't know why they're ragging on him. I mean, look at the money they gave Jason Worth.
Yeah, and first of all, Jason Worth was smart to take that money, and we know that significantly more is what Harper would get from the Phillies, high number, and it would be pretty
hard.
Much
they
the
both
same.
Play hard like Chase Elliott.
It would be the same right? same thing to your point where you're bringing that money into somebody like that to help you get you over the hump. It's that necessary evil of spending that high, but you know in the long run it's going to be more good than not.
Oh, definitely. I mean, he's gonna have so much fun. So they don't have a team in Vegas and Portland. I think he might try Vegas. You know, they have a hockey team. They're going to get a football team. Why not steal a baseball team? You know, Tampa, the Marlins. You know, Derek G is not there to make, he's not there to win. So a city like that shouldn't have a team. He's not there to win, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, man.
You have a nice one.
Oh, you got it, man. Appreciate it. Obviously, Bryce Harper is someone that you look at. You cannot. Look at him, and you're gonna offer the money. It's up to him to take it. He's close here with him being in Washington to the area. He knows about Philadelphia, having played against them so many times. So you see what happens then. But right now, it's about Machado and seeing if you can go there. And if not, it's about taking that next thing on the whiteboard in the office. In the boardroom, and seeing what you could potentially do next to improve this baseball team. Is it going out there in Moustakis or someone else? Is it? Or maybe it isn't. Maybe it's just a pitcher that you feel like they need in the bullpen. Or J.A. Happ. Maybe J.A. Happ doesn't get done anymore if you don't add anything to the actual lineup. Stand pat, wait till the offseason. Hope that the 53-win team that you saw in the first half of the season is just as good as an 11 games over 500 type of team to help you stay pace with where you are and get to the postseason and win this division when no one really anticipated this happening. 610-632-0975. Adam in Mount Airy is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Adam?
Hey, Devon.
How you doing, man?
All right. Thanks for asking.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I know. It's my loss, but I'm glad to hear you.
Good to hear you from you, man.
Thanks. For the Phillies, I hope they get bullpen out because without it, I don't think they have a chance to win the division. But they're doing everything right. So I just have to say that they're doing everything right. Mm-hmm. The management of that team deserves all the credit in the world. But I do want to say this about the Sixers. The do nothing off season is interesting, but it's not that interesting because when the season starts and you've done nothing, you probably end up losing more games than you win. That's just my opinion.
Right. Go ahead. No, that's fine.
And when you look at what they've done, which is pretty much add Wilson Chandler and do absolutely nothing.
And the draft picks. And, yeah, Wilson Chandler and the draft picks.
Right, and the draft pick. I apologize. So you get a little bit of what I've seen from Zaire Smith that's positive is that he knows how to play the game. Mm-hmm. He understands. He has a good high basketball IQ. And he has good athletic ability. But other than that, I mean, I don't see much that's going to be improvement. And I do see stuff that's going to actually go backwards. So, you know, their ownership, how many teams lose a GM and then don't hire another GM for a couple of months? They're so weird.
Well, I mean, listen, this is what we heard might happen. Stan Pat. Don't do anything for a while when it comes to the general manager. Let the interim general manager and Brett Brown do what he needs to do. And
do what?
Exactly.
They are so
not
weird.
Not messing
with... I'm going to imitate Brett Brown, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
We're star chasing. We're in that locker room. We don't have Nolans. No more Okafor. Everybody get on the charter. Let's go to the All-Star game together. Everybody. Hey, what are you talking about?
See, look at that passion from Adam. Good to hear from you, man. Thanks for the call. I guess Adam's not happy. 610-632-0975. That was interesting. And it's good to hear from Adam. 610-632-0975. Final segment coming up on the other side. Joe Torre, 9 to midnight, right here on the Fanatic.
This is 97.5, The Fanatic. Eagles training camp is less than 2 weeks away. Stay with 97.5, The Fanatic, for breaking birds news from the most respected football broadcasters in the business. Westbrook, Jaws, Shefty, Sal Pal, and your favorite football fanatics. Plus, listen to Tim McManus calling in live from camp and on the Eagles beat all season. The pursuit of another championship starts. Now, this is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, I'm Greg Miner. As the founder of a small business, I know firsthand how difficult it can be to manage through cash flow problems. When I tried to borrow money, the banks wouldn't touch me, and I got a lot of fast talk from loan brokers. That's why we founded Merchant Capital Source 10 years ago, to help small business owners like you get the funding you need without getting the runaround. We'll fund your business from $5,000 to $200,000, and because we're a direct lender, there's no middleman to cause delays or cost you money. If you've been in business for 6 months and have sales of at least $15,000 per month, we can approve you within hours and put cash in your account within 3 days. The process is fast and easy, and the best part is that no tax returns, financial statements, or business plans are necessary. Experience the Merchant Capital Source difference and get cash for your business today.
Apply online at mcscash.com or call 800-900-9654. That's 800-900-9654. 800-900-9654. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lenders Law License.
Hey, Luke, what's up with you today? No beer or wings with your buddies, and you haven't sat down once to watch the game since we got here.
Shh, honey, please, I'm having a little discomfort.
As in pain?
Yeah, real pain in the, you might say. And lately, the day after I have a beer and greasy food, I'm really paying for it.
That's it, I'm making an appointment with
the Fanny Doctor.
The what?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson, fannydoctor.com. John, his brother, and sister have been patients for years, and they swear by him.
Tonight, I'm checking out fannydoctor.com, and tomorrow, we're making an appointment.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, fannydoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson DL at 215-379-0444.
The Ram Summer Clearance event is here and it's time to get to work. But you understand that hard work is about more than building something from wood or bricks. It's about building a reputation. Something that the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 prides itself on, too. With available premium leather and real wood accents, and the largest available touchscreen in its class. Surround yourself with the things that are worthy of your reputation. Ram, built to serve.
During the Ram Summer Clearance Event, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $169 a month for 24 months with $29.99 due at signing, tax, title, license extra. Hurry to the Ram Summer Clearance Event today. Class-based on light-duty pickups. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least through Chrysler Capital. Excludes all other FCA vehicles. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 7/31. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey, it's Jason Mertitis for Window Nation. It's almost over. This is the final week of Window Nation's buy one, get one free sale. Your last chance to buy one window, get the next one absolutely free with no limit. Buy four, get four free. Buy eight, How about get 8 free? That's like buying windows for the front of your house and getting the back windows for free. Plus, get 0% financing for 18 months. And if you call today, they'll double that to 0% financing for 36 months. That's half your windows free and 3 years at 0%. How else can they sweeten this summer for you? More than free windows and 0% financing? How about 2 free tickets to Hershey Park? That's right. No matter if you buy from Window Nation or a competitor, the tickets are free. But Window Nation's biggest sale of the season ends this Sunday. Call now for buy one window, get one free with no limit, 0% for 36 months, and 2 tickets to Hershey Park. Call 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Tell them Jason sent you. Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and your wallet.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
It's almost here, football season. Bet you can't wait. Club Risque, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club, is the only place to host your fantasy draft party. 4 hours of beer, food, and of course, the lovely ladies of Club Risque to make it even more special. Your fantasy draft party in our private room is complete with Wi-Fi and plenty of TVs. There's only one place to host your fantasy draft party. Club Risque in Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philly. For more info, visit clubrisque.com. This week, Club Risque brings back one of the world's most famous tattoo artists and adult film stars. She's Bonnie Rotten. You can meet Bonnie Rotten in person this Thursday at Club Risque Northeast, this Friday at Club Risque Philly, and this Saturday at Club Risque Bristol. Don't miss the one and only Bonnie Rotten back at Club Risque for her only appearance this year, this Thursday through Saturday. For more information, directions, and showtimes, visit clubrisque.com. That's clubrisque.com. Remember, free lunch every day at all three Club Risque locations. See you soon at Club Risque.
Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Resort and Casino, is coming up on Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets. Brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers, Club Risque, and Xfinity. And don't miss the Fanatic Bikini Beach being created by Elite Landscaping in Berlin, New Jersey. Visit them at EliteLandscaping.com.
The Fanatic. Final segment for us here before we hand things off to the great Joe Torti and the Joe Torti Show. 9 to midnight, Monday through Friday, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. Great job, as always, by Sam Flesher producing the show. Appreciate Adam for riling things up in the last part of the show. Really letting us know how he feels about the 76ers offseason and what Brett Brown has not done for this team. So it was good to hear from Adam, though. I haven't heard from him in a while. He's a passionate Sixer fan, big time. And I think that came through through your radio. And, of course, a lot of people feel that way, that this has been an uneventful Sixers offseason. And right now, with things going with the Phillies, you kind of want them to do what they need to do before they get to the offseason to make that push. But then some want to wait to the offseason and hopefully do a little more than the Sixers did this time around. So let me tell you, though, about Fan Fest. Fan Fest will be held on August 25th, Saturday, that is, in Infinity, at Xfinity Live, 1 to 6 p.m. It's our fifth annual Fan Fest. The only way in is to win tickets from the Fanatic. Fan Fest is presented by Tropicana Atlantic City. Experience more this summer at Tropicana Atlantic City. Bikini Beach is back. Let me tell you more about what's scheduled so far. Bikini Beach is a oasis in the middle of the Xfinity Live parking lot being created by Elite Landscaping of Berlin, New Jersey. Pretty cool thing. You also have a 40-foot rock wall climbing that. We've seen guys do that. I'm not doing it, but you can. It's a fun time, it appears to be, for others. Spider Mountain and Monkey Motion bungee rides, all courtesy of Betty's Bounces. Lamborghinis and Ferraris on display from Imagine Lifestyles, Exotic Rentals. Someone at FanFest will win a football trip to London provided by Big Game Travel. For more information about their Philly fan trip to Nashville on a private charter flight in September, visit BigGameTravel.com for details. Tom McGinnis, the voice of the 76ers. Eric Carabel. Get into a lot of NFL stuff, fantasy and all, as we get close, at that point, August 25th, it's going to be time. You know, a lot of drafts going on and guys trying to figure out what they need to do. Eric Carabel, he will be at FanFest yet again to help you all with that. Sal Pal, staple here on the Fanatic, he will be there. Jaws, also staple here, Fanatic, he will be there. So some great people to come on by. You get a chance to meet them, hang out with them in a different kind of setting, which is pretty cool. The Jump Off Band and Local Honey. Oh, the Jump Off now added. And Local Honey performing on the main stage. Plus, Super Bowl champion Brent Celek will also be on site. More will be added this week to our roster. Fun. Stay tuned for more big announcements on the Fanatic, like Ben Simmons being at the Fan Fest. Stay tuned for more information there on how you can meet Ben and get a picture with him. That is brought to you by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. So, going to be a fun time, as always, at Xfinity Live. Make sure you guys, you can only win tickets here, so listen out for your opportunities to do so. I know during tomorrow, doing General Knowledge Wednesday, that's when Mike gives his away. And oftentimes throughout the shows with other shows here on the Fanatic, we have them, we'll give them away, and we'll definitely let you know how to get involved. But we certainly want you there, so make sure you listen out for when and how the raids and everything, the ticket raids, to get your ticket so you don't miss out on the biggest party of the summer as we shut things down. All right? All right. 610-632-0975. Final minutes here for us on the show as we've been discussing all night. The Manny Machado situation. The Sixers have gotten to the mix because Bealitia stiffed them and went back to Europe, leaving them without a stretch four, if you will, a versatile shooter, somebody who can play both the four and the five if you want to get a little different with your lineup. So it's a different little mix there with now Bealitia backing out of the deal with the Philadelphia 76ers. Also, as we mentioned a little earlier, Villanova product Josh Hart, Summer League MVP. That's pretty cool for him. Second year. Saw somebody yesterday say, what did they say? They were saying something about the Colin Sexton picture. Did you see the picture where he's all D'd up on Josh Hart? He's huffing and he's actually literally like huffing and puffing, trying to D up Josh Hart at the top of the key at the end of the quarter or whatever it was. And it was pretty funny that he was doing that. But Josh Hart, I mean, listen, I don't care who it was against. He had a great summer league, and you hope that guys who go back for the second time with the 76ers can have the similar type of success, and maybe that carries over for Josh Hart the regular season with what's going on with LeBron James. But maybe tomorrow, by the time we get back together here on the Fanatic 6 o'clock, we'll be talking about Manny Machado, either a member of the Phillies or a member of another team, unfortunately. And maybe the Phillies have done something, and we're talking about that particular player instead of Manny Machado because they did not stand pat. They went out there and did something that was necessary to them to make sure that for the second half of the season they were able to push forward and try to just simply do what they need to do, which is win. You know, just which is win. So, This is going to be an interesting night for us and interesting morning tomorrow to see exactly where they are and with what's going on with the Philadelphia Phillies. A lot of names out there, a lot of opportunity there for them in the second half of the season. So what actually happens for the Philadelphia Phillies by the time we get back together tomorrow here at 6 o'clock? Maybe there's something more to discuss with this baseball team. And I know me, I'm certainly looking forward to seeing if something happens, because it will be a good thing for this city to have some good baseball continue with a star now, hopefully, in the mix for the Philadelphia Phillies. Thanks to my man Sam Fletcher for doing a great job again producing the show. Thanks to all the calls. all the tweets. Be back tomorrow, 6 o'clock, here on The Fanatic. Let's see what the Phillies do. But before then, more stuff to talk about tonight, 9 to midnight, Joe Torre Show coming up. More Phillies conversation, more other conversation around sports. Coming up next, 9 to midnight, right here, the Joe Torre Show on The Fanatic.